offering. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the charts provided by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, which we've been using for almost 30 years now, as the music surveys were prolific when we were kids. When I was a disc jockey, and John Harper is here from WMEL to go through these things with us. Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, who's normally here. One of the stories that's most important for her this week is that she has the virus. So she's out. She's really having a tough time with it. It seems to have gotten worse instead of getting better. But normally that's that. From what I know, depending on the severity, John and Victoria, of your case, it can be in and out of your system fairly quickly. We'll see. Hold a good thought for her. One of the things that happened this week, a fellow that I didn't know that well, I had lunch with him once. He was a radio person, but he also was a politician, but he cut his teeth as he ran some pizza company. Herman Cain passed away this week at the age of 74. He's number six this week on the countdown. I don't know, Victoria, I'm going to guess you probably never crossed paths with him, although you've crossed paths with lots of notables when you were at Sirius.
No, I've never. I know who he is, obviously, yeah. But I've never met him.
Right, yeah. Did you ever cross paths with him, John?
Yes, I did. In fact, I aired his show on WMEL radio, and for several years, I thought he did a very good talk show.
I did, too. I actually quite liked him, and I thought he did a good show. Yeah.
It was different, and he wasn't afraid to divert from either Republican or Democrat.
Right.
He called it straight. I enjoyed him. He was a good guy.
It was not their usual right-wing crap, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I say that lovingly.
Well, it's unfortunate that he didn't wear a mask at that Tulsa rally because he posted a bunch of pictures where no one was wearing a mask. And you know, and then he got the virus, and 2 days after he got his test results back, he was in the ICU, and that was it. Yeah.
Well, he'd had a real tough time with cancer, so his immune system was completely compromised, and so he went through a month-long bout with it, but eventually the virus won because his immune system was compromised. So, but he was
very treasured.
He was a good. I actually enjoyed the time. I had lunch with him once, but I liked listening to him. You know, the guys that were on that said, I don't want to make this too much inside baseball, but Neil Bortz was also somebody that came out of that same station, and he did a sort of non-conventional.
Right.
To say that Bortz was non-conventional is, you know, going some. But he was, you know, kind of a character. The way fellow that ran the station created hosts. And it's interesting. You know, you, John, might want to talk to this before we get to the list itself about how talk radio people, you've been in management for a long time, but you were also on the air. That's why I was chuckling when I was thinking about music radio. When we started doing the talkers thing, there were music radio countdown lists forever. And we all played, you know, we all played into that game. But at any rate, you know, in talking about how personalities are created, you've had some notables on your stations in Florida. There have been some really good ones that have been created that weren't radio guys. Some of them were radio guys. But how did you used to choose the people that you wanted to have on your radio stations?
Well, over the years, Doug, I think I've been able to come up with a formula for trying to get good talk show hosts on the air. You basically these days want to look for someone who is obviously has a great personality, is up on the issues of the day, has experience, life experience. That is so important. Many times I look at what I call kid vid television news, and I wonder how some of these kids, so to speak, have the experience to talk about hurricanes or other issues that are facing the country. But I look for a talk show host who has been around the block, has creed, as they would say, and so that coupled with a personality and coupled with that enthusiasm to want to learn, to want to grow, and those are ingredients that I think goes into making a good talk show host.
Yep. All right. So there you go, Victoria. He just described you. There you go. Let's get to the story list at number 10, the cancer culture. I'm sorry, cancer. The cancel culture. I don't know. Maybe we could put the two of them together because the cancel culture is kind of cancerous as far as I'm concerned. All the politically correct thinking. Number 9. The hearing, I don't know if you pay any attention, either of you, to it. It kind of reminded me of the last time some of these guys were there and they were, the people on the House committee were asking them how to use their cell phone. I don't understand how to.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
I know, but what came out of this hearing this week when they were there to be browbeaten, by members of Congress, the big tech CEOs? Were there? What did anybody?
Not a lot. I've loosely been keeping up with the tech CEOs and their testimonies. It's supposed to be an antitrust hearing about them being monopolies, but the focus was really not on that. And John, I don't know if you got a different perspective from it too. I felt like it was just more. On the Republican side, they were more upset about censorship, and it just seemed that the focus kept going from, are you a monopoly, and are you preventing other businesses from having a chance at success? Or, you know, so that was supposed to be the main focus, but it was really more about, you know, the freedom of speech and censorship of the president and other people, and it just, and a conservative bias and all this other stuff. I don't know. I feel like it got very muddy, and I don't really know that there's any clear takeaway.
Yeah.
Good take on that, Victoria, and I agree. There wasn't a strong takeaway from that hearing whatsoever.
The number 8 item on the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the story side of things, our relationship with China and the Russians, as the Russians are doing a great job, as usual, disinforming not only their own people, but people around the world as to where the virus, it's this usual stuff. Why do we pay any attention? Why does anybody with a brain pay any attention to what comes out of either country, ladies and gentlemen?
Well,
as far as Russia goes, I agree, Doug. I don't know why that's controlling many times what the press seems to gravitate toward, what's coming out of Russia. I think it should be just the opposite. Why are they controlling our news, our views, and what's happening? Despite what went on there 4 years ago during the presidential election 4 years ago, I don't think it is news these days, and having Putin dictate to our press, to our president, the way things are going in his country and the world, I think is wrong, and we should be ignoring it, avoiding it.
Victoria?
Yeah, I think I agree. I think the propaganda and that kind of stuff I think we should ignore. The only thing that I don't want to ignore is on a cybersecurity front. I think that we need to really beef up our own defense against cybersecurity and hacking. And we know that Russians have been hacking. We know that they were involved in the last election with misinformation and disinformation. So I think, and same goes with China. My stance on Russia and China, it's exactly the same, and it's really more about cybersecurity, and I don't really care what kind of propaganda they want to shove down our throats. I agree with John. We should just ignore that, but we can't ignore the security aspect of it.
All right. We're talking our way through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people that are associated with those stories, the list coming this week, the last week of July 2020, on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Yes, here we are. John Harper from WMEL in Florida with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, talk host take on the stories of the week, the news talk overview that we have here every week. So we're on the economy, which is number 7, and where We think it's going, man, the car dealers are gangbusters. Real estate is gangbusters. So you wouldn't really know, although the average person, I don't really know what to make of this. You know, you think with all these people unemployed and all of the other things that go into actually making the economy strong, it's always been that you look at housing starts to see where it's all going. And the number of houses, the number of units being built for seniors, 55-plus communities, off the charts. I don't know what it's like down in Florida. There's plenty of that. What about where you are, Victoria, in terms
it's
of
everywhere.
The types of homes being built?
It's. I would say I'm on the Jersey Shore, and so not far inland from where we are. We're right on the beach. But there are so many 55 and over places, brand new facilities. I don't know. Are there that many boomers who don't have a house at this point?
Well, they don't want to live in the big house. They want to move into a small house.
Yeah, they want to downsize.
It's everywhere. Those communities are everywhere.
We were talking off the air about the value of farmland and what's pushing it up. Part of it has been people moving out from the city into the suburban areas. I know in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts, the real estate values are hot, hot, hot. And part of it is people wanting to get out of the city. So if you're in the building business, good for you. It's 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our overview of this past week's News Talk Radio stories, the things that have captured the mind and the vision of a lot of our Better Talk hosts, the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. We find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, etc., etc. Number five item on the story list is a focus on Black Lives Matter. I was sort of thinking about John Lewis's funeral and Herman Cain dying, and what an interesting comparison, or contrast is probably the better word, the two lives, as they both were prominent Black Americans, the direction that they went in. I was trying to remember whether Herman Cain was ever involved in any of the protests during the earlier years of his life, and I don't remember. Because he went right into business and seemed to find his mark there, whereas Lewis was much more of sort of a community organizer and then got into politics and was in Congress for a long time. Many people thought too long, but he certainly accomplished a lot. A lot of nice things said at his funeral. Interesting to, because the two men sort of were in the same, they were in the same boat, but they approached the problems that black Americans had differently. Is that an apt statement, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think Herman Cain approached the issues of black America more from a business perspective, and John Lewis approached it more from a community organizer perspective, as you just mentioned, Doug. So two different perspectives, both going toward the same type of a goal, and I think one business and one community oriented. So I think that was the difference between the two of them, but what was different was also the same.
Yeah. Victoria, you and your friends often get engaged in conversations about folks like this. What was the conversation about John Lewis?
Not much of a conversation, just, you know, I grew up in, you know, in school learning about the civil rights movement and some of the key players, and the fact that he was, you know, so young when he decided that, he, you know, as President Obama said at the funeral, he was 20. He's younger than Malia Obama, and to decide at that young age, where most people are at 20 yeah. being pretty selfish, but to decide that he wanted to take on such a system of oppression, I think that he was pretty remarkable. And the funeral, the things that people said about him,
I thought,
was
to see Bush
emotional
and Obama
yeah.
and Clinton
yeah.
there, and actually, I mean, I think watching Bush and how he's aged. His hairline and stuff. Never mind what he said.
John,
well,
Doug's
not,
very fixated on everyone's hair.
That's well, I just think it's interesting
he
to watch people
back
age.
To hair.
Go Clinton and his, they all, the presidents, part of my conclusion from looking at the three men, nothing to do with John Lewis, had to do with how tough a job being the president is and how you age so yeah. rapidly even when you get out of the office. I think Obama, my God, he looks really old compared to
yeah,
what it looked
he
like
does.
He was in there.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
George Bush has gained weight and lost the hairline. I think Bill Clinton is about the only one that basically remained the same, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he looks kind of frail to me. I think,
not as much as he used to.
No,
I
think you're right about that.
I thought he looked pretty robust. I think he looked healthier than I've seen him.
Well, he was there with his finger pointing. It's kind of right. He's right there. And Obama seemed as glib. I mean, I don't mean that in a negative sense. I think that Obama, I think that of them, Clinton is the best speaker. Obama, a close runner-up to second, and Bush was never a good speaker. But they all came from the heart. And it's always interesting to watch them, you know, who sits with whom. Obama
and Bush. Well, they
weren't
allowed to sit with anybody. That was the thing. Everybody, they came in and they gave their thing and gave their talk and then left. They weren't allowed to actually sit in the congregation.
Oh.
Yeah.
We continue another half hour of this week's overview of the News Talk Radio world here coming up. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the mode of understanding what's going on in conversation, News Talk Radio, number one format around the country. A lot of people looking for some different sorts of talk radio programs. Interesting to see what shakes out after the election. Meanwhile, we're dealing with the realities of today, the week of July 27th to 31st. John Harper from WMEL is here. Victoria Keelan from our DJV program talking about the issues. Number four is a focus. The rest of them all, you know, you go up the ladder of COVID stuff and the related items, the discussion about school opening. What are they doing in Florida? Now, you've got, I think I've explained that WMEL is on the space coast of Florida. So a lot of focus on the southeast and the southwest this week in terms of number of cases, stats, et cetera. So what are you doing about opening school in Florida, John?
Well, Doug and Victoria, and to the audience, Florida has the dubious distinction of once again being number one in the nation for new cases and for the amount of deaths being reported, despite the fact that our governor seems to think that things are under control and getting better. A lot of controversy here, Doug and Victoria, about schools opening. Teachers are taking out wills. There are even law firms now advertising the fact that they will give teachers free wills before the school year starts. So the teachers are really upset. There was talk about the teachers' organization here in the state of Florida going on strike. That's a possibility that could develop over the next week. So a lot of issues with the schools opening. Should they open? Should they not? The majority of the, everybody feels schools need to open, but can it be done safely? And people feel at the moment it cannot be done safely.
Well, it can be if you have good management and people skills to understand and to treat and to explain how it is that you can do it intelligently, but that's we're leaving a lot to the imagination when it comes to public servants, I think, in way too many places. What about you in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria? What's the school opening plan there?
Well, the plan from the governor is to open schools in September. Teachers will have to wear masks. Students will be 6 feet apart. They will be seated differently, staggered, lunches, things like that on the buses, same thing. But like in Florida, the teachers in New Jersey they're out in the streets, they're protesting, and they say it's not safe. So I don't know who's going to win this one. I don't know if they're going to strike. I would imagine that's the next step. But a lot of teachers just feel like, you know, it's just not safe for them to be in that situation.
You know, it's interesting you use the term win. The people who are not winning are the students. Children are not. No matter how you slice this, kids are getting shortchanged. It's bad enough. Our system has been bad enough for the past 20, 25 years with whittling away of all kinds of important curricula. And now this comes along, and there's nobody that can convince me that having seen what a couple of people have gone through with trying to get their children, with the parents wanting the children to connect with the school teachers and to get lessons and to do, and you can't find these people. They're like absent. It's like they're on vacation.
Well,
in too many circumstances.
I think what will probably end up happening will be some sort of a compromise where the kids will be staggered, maybe 2 days in school, 3 days
double
at home.
Sessions they should.
But
have.
The thing that teachers, and they make a valid point. So the kids, let's say they have classes on Tuesday and Thursday, they're in school and they, you know, reduced capacity, all this other stuff. But it's still the same teachers who are there 5 days a week. So the teachers aren't getting a break. The kids are. And the teachers are the ones, arguably, who are more at risk of having severe consequences from catching the virus than the kids would be. So the teachers are making the argument of, okay, that's great that we've got an A-B schedule for the kids, but what about for the teachers? We're still there seeing 100% of our kids. So that's where it's kind of dicey to figure out, you know, what the right plan is.
Yeah.
Well, all right. At the same time, it's now being said the kids are as likely to spread the virus as anyone else, despite the president saying they are not.
Mm-hmm. Well, they spread it, but do they get it? You can spread it and not have it. That's one of the.
But it's not really about the kids, though. It's about, you know, bringing it home, spreading it to the teachers. There's a lot of teachers saying, you know, look, I have high blood pressure or I have diabetes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they shouldn't have to quit their jobs. And because a lot of these teachers are very devoted to the kids and they want to be back in the classroom with them. But how do you sacrifice your own personal health and safety? They have families to take care of, too. Mm-hmm. So there's no easy answer to it, but I do think that it just needs to be planned out better.
Get ready, John, for me to get something lobbed at me. My response to that is that teachers and adults need to take better care of themselves than they do. The way we eat, the way we take care of ourselves in general.
I agree to some extent, but there are some, you know, my mom is 125 pounds and she's a diabetic. So, you know, it's not always just related to
diet. It isn't always overweight. You're right. Number three, speaking of diabetics, number three on the countdown is the focus on healthcare, i.e., the meds that may be available, the vaccines that may be available. The insidious part of this, whether you look at it, the meds are available now if they are properly handled to take care of. It's a $20 dosage fee for the combination of the Z-Pak and the hydrochloroquine, whatever.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That and in terms of vaccines.
It's all right. By the time you properly pronounce it, no one will need
over.
It anymore.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. The vaccines also are another ruse because whenever it's like the flu vaccines. Okay.
Yeah.
The acknowledgement every year is, well, it's too bad because we didn't get the real flu virus because they keep mutating. And the same is true. I mean, it may be a great psychological boost for people, and maybe that's what gets it over the top. But if you expect a vaccine to come out that's being developed now and it to handle what the status of that of this virus is going to be in, let's say, November, December, when it probably was going to come out, you're kidding yourself. They're not going to be.
Absolutely.
It's a joke. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
For people, Doug, to think that this vaccine is going to be the cure-all, it's just like, as you mentioned a moment ago, about the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine each year only covers one strain of the flu,
right.
The one that they think is going to be the most prominent for yeah. that particular flu season. Same with this vaccine. This is not going to be a magical drug to automatically eliminate this virus, and we go back to life as we knew it in 2019 and earlier, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not to be doom and gloom, but I'm not trying to be negative, but I wonder if the flu vaccine that's going to come out for the fall, I wonder if enough attention has even been paid to it, because pretty much all of our researchers and everybody here who in the States who's been, you know, dealing with healthcare issues with the pandemic, how much attention has the flu actually even gotten? And will the new vaccine, the one last year was only 40% effective, maybe this one will only be 20% effective?
I've heard numbers over the years, 60 to 65% and higher of people who take the flu vaccine don't have, there's no benefit to it. Maybe it's a good cycle. Remember, the spirit-mind-body connection is such, if you feel like, it's going to help you be better. Just, that's the way it works.
Right.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Psychologically. Yep. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview now. I have the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, the cancel culture. The dishonesty that becomes a weapon with various issues. Great conversation. At number 9, the big tech CEOs go to Washington and go to the mat. Number 8, relationships with China and Russia. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, the passing of Herman Cain. Number 5, the passing of John Lewis. Number 4, whether or not to open schools. That's the debate. Number 3, healthcare, as it has been affected by the discussion of vaccines and medicines on the horizon for COVID. Number 2, the projections for COVID as we move ahead. Maybe 2,000 people are going to die. Who knows? Presidential race was number 1 this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
With the Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC. Mayo Clinic endocrinologist Dr. Robert Warmer says,
osteoporosis essentially is where you have a lack of structure or mineral in the bones, so you're more predisposed to fracturing or breaking bones.
As people age, the risk for falls and bone fractures rise.
The most common fracture that we see and the highest risk fractures are vertebral fractures, spine fractures. So it isn't if you get in a car accident necessarily or if you fall off your roof. It's usually a fracture that we wouldn't have expected to happen.
Bone fractures can dramatically decrease a person's quality of life. That's why Dr. Warmers encourages people to get screened for osteoporosis.
A lot of people will have osteoporosis and not even know they have it unless they get a bone density test.
Dr. Warmers also recommends any non-impact balance exercise such as Tai Chi 2 or 3 times a week to help reduce falls for older adults. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Sreed. With the return of summer warmth, it's important to remember that if you're working or playing in that heat all day, you could be setting yourself up for trouble.
That's a very common complaint that we see in the emergency department, and oftentimes it's kind of a double-headed monster where there's kind of the exposure to heat and then some degree of dehydration, and that can affect different people to kind of varying degrees.
Emergency medicine physician Dr. Luke Wood says initial symptoms can be fairly vague.
Some dizziness, some nausea are kind of oftentimes the first symptoms, oftentimes a headache, and so really good hydration and then staying out of the heat as much as possible. So finding some shade, finding some air conditioning if you're starting to feel those symptoms, and then really starting to drink lots of fluids. Clear fluids is kind of ideally what people ought to consume in those situations.
Not recognizing or ignoring the signs could lead to heat stroke, which requires emergency medical attention. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the people list this week. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. I call him Bad Vlad and Pukin Putin. Very clever, right, of me to come up with that. Herman Cain, the passing of Herman Cain, number 9, got a lot of attention. Passing of John Lewis got a lot of attention at 8. Tom Cotton is at 7. Louis Gohmert is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5, suggesting that, and I think he's right, black people are more likely to get the COVID than white people are. Mitch McConnell is number 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. Lots of speculation about who Biden chooses as his running mate. That'll be on the, I'm guessing if he does announce it next week, that'll be close to the top, if not the top, of the story list. So we got the people who, I mean, you can add a number of people to that, but those are the ones on the top of the list, according to the research, at Talkers Magazine. Back to our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper from WMEL. So there are a couple of things here that the presidential race, I don't know how much time we need to give to that, other than this nonsense of Trump suggesting the election ought to be deferred. That went over like a bomb. I find that so offensive, but it's part of what people say, well, you watch. You'll try to control it or keep power or whatever. And unfortunately, he's playing into that rumor. So, and Joe Biden, what's he had to say this week of any consequence? Anything other than
the his big thing is he's going to announce his VP next week or in the coming days. We'll find out who is nominated.
On Harris and
it's interesting he never mentioned her though. I guess he was prepared to take questions about her, but no one ever asked, and so he didn't say anything about her.
Yeah. Well,
but overall, it's been a pretty low profile this week. I think
sure has. One of the high-profile things is the launch of the spaceship to Mars. You're right there in that neck of the woods. What's the latest on that as we go into the weekend?
People are still talking about the launch that occurred right about this time. And it was just a fabulous launch with the mission scheduled to land on the red planet Mars in February of next year. I believe the exact date is February 17th. And this is a rover that is jam-packed with all types of scientific equipment, the likes of which have never been seen before. I mean, they've been building this thing for 7 years, and it's got every bell and whistle imaginable on it, including a helicopter and a microphone. And I thought the microphone was kind of interesting, so we can hear the wind of Mars and to hear what the atmosphere sounds like. And somebody said, well, maybe Marvin the Martian will walk up to the microphone and give a shout out. You know?
Yeah, shout out. Speaking of what's going on in Florida, they beat the hurricane by a week, right? The Floridians and up the East Coast. That'll be something we'll talk about next week, probably on the countdown, this hurricane. I say I yes or whatever. I say.
That's close enough. I am.
I said. All right, look out for that below. And those seeds, man, if you get those seeds in the mail, or you've got them, you better call the local authorities or somebody. Don't put them in the ground. Don't touch them. Get rid of them. Get them to the. Don't burn
don't
them and
them
don't
out,
throw them
though.
Away.
No. No. Agriculture Department of your state. Contact them.
10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria and John here with Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for our Tech Talk review of the week's big technology stories, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. So let us get right to it, Ms. Keelan. Number 5 is the announcement on what happens next January for the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right, CES. It's the world's largest tech trade show, and it's now been moved to an all online experience, and this will be in January. Now, just recently, I remember we talked about this on the show. In May, the consumer, the group behind the CES show was actually still planning on holding it in person. And a lot of companies had the option to exhibit digitally if they didn't want to be there in person, but apparently a number of large conferences scheduled for 2020 had already been canceled, and so CES decided that it just wasn't really the safest
thing to do. You mean 2021? I think
for the rest of this year. I mean, technically that's the beginning of January.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Vegas, I guess, has gone through, they closed down, they reopened. I don't know if they've had to slow down their reopening, but having hundreds of thousands of people, which is what the CES show draws, probably not a great idea in one place.
I'm sorry, but it's one of those things, you can't do that thing on a dime.
Yeah.
So this far out, they need to make that announcement. Okay, number four is an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is sort of a lot of companies have been looking to the tech world for sort of a model of how to handle, these are large tech companies, Google and Apple and Amazon.
Amazon.
A lot of other companies and other industries have been sort of looking to the tech world and sector to see how they're handling the working from home thing, because in so many cases in the tech world, the equipment is so extensive and expensive that most of the time workers are needed in the facility using those computers. However, like a lot of us, we've all kind of figured out how to work from home, and in a lot of cases it's working really well. So Google says they have 200,000 full-time employees who are going to stay working remotely until at least July of 2021. And so Google said the reason that they're doing this now, they want to give the employees time and the ability to plan ahead. So this gives them about a year of knowing where they're going to be. They're going to be working from home. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Square have also announced plans to allow workers to continue working remotely from home indefinitely. So there's really no plan yet. And I know depending on what city and what state you're in, your company may have already made an announcement as well. In New York City, everyone, my husband and our friends who work in the city, their companies have all said that no one will be back in the office until at least January. So we'll see how that goes.
How that works. All right, another big tech company, Amazon, which is more than just a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement about streaming games.
Yeah, they were supposed to stream the MLB games, the 21 Yankee games, beginning April 17th. Then, obviously, the baseball season got pushed back. And so I guess these 21 games were still up in the air. And now Amazon has made an announcement that they won't be broadcasting any of them. This is essentially a way for the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network, that is essentially a way for them to keep everything for themselves. So none of that content will be watered down. So, if you're a Yankee fan, you won't be able to watch it on Amazon. You're going to have to just do the YES Network or online with a subscription.
Rite Aid has a black, black eye. Yeah, I suppose that's what this is, yeah? Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rite Aid secretly deployed facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations in the U.S. This is according to a new investigation from Reuters. The company, Rite Aid, had been doing so for more than 8 years and didn't tell anyone. No one except people working in the stores didn't even know, but the higher-ups at Rite Aid, they knew that they were doing this. And so for 8 years, if you walked into a Rite Aid, especially if you were in an area, in a city or an area where people of color, predominantly black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, those stores were more than three times as likely to have facial recognition software employed in the stores without your knowledge or permission. And they claim that they were using it for anti-theft purposes. But as we know, so many studies have shown that facial recognition software is completely racist and biased. It does not even distinguish one black or brown person from another. It's a disaster. So now Rite Aid's been caught red-handed, and I think that there are going to be some repercussions for that.
Number one.
Number one, this is great news, I think. Apple has taken their manufacturing of the iPhone 11 out of China and into India. This is the first time that Apple will be making a top-tier phone in India. And so this is they want to be less reliant on China, which a lot of people feel the same way.
Get your stuff out of China. That's it. Top five items from technology. Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMM hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery on most beds when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Wicked weather this way comes. Tropical storm Isis weakening from a hurricane late yesterday afternoon, but was still expected to bring heavy rain and flooding as it barrels up the coast of Florida.
Most of the heavy rainfall may also remain just offshore of the Florida East Coast, but there will be squally rain bands that will occasionally move onshore the Florida East Coast from West Palm Beach northward all the way north of Cape Canaveral through Monday.
National Hurricane Center senior specialist Stacy Stewart says Isaias expected to track up and just off the eastern seaboard early in the week. Both sides negotiating a new COVID-19 relief bill are calling the sessions productive, but both sides are acknowledging they're still a long way from agreement.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on a lot of issues.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money, and I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual.
She maintains administration proposals don't even have Republican support. One key figure not directly participating in the meetings, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Microsoft confirming they're in talks with the Chinese company ByteDance to acquire the U.S. arm of its popular video app TikTok, and they've discussed with President Trump concerns about security and censorship. The deal it seeks would result in Microsoft owning and operating the TikTok service in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Acquisition talks to conclude by September 15th. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Two men from Guinea have been assaulted in what is believed to have been a racially motivated attack in Germany.
Police say two of the Guinean men were hurt, one of them seriously, in what appears to have been a racist assault in the eastern German city of Erfurt. One of the men is in critical condition. The men are said to have been assaulted by a group of 10 to 12 Germans shortly after 3 a.m., near a meeting point for the far-right scene in a housing estate. 12 suspected perpetrators have been detained for what police are calling a xenophobic assault. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu railed at swelling protests against his rule, saying they were egged on by a biased media that distorts facts and cheers on the demonstrators. Netanyahu's faced a wave of protest in recent weeks over on being on trial for corruption charges and his handling of coronavirus. More at townhall.com. Actor Wilford Brimley has died in a Utah hospital after dealing with several medical ailments.
We'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
Wilford Brimley often played the gruff old guy when he wasn't that old. He was 50 when he played a senior citizen in Cocoon and was 2 years older than Robert Redford when they made The Natural. Brimley grew up around horses and never had formal acting training.
The more I see.
He also grew up around music and put out albums of jazz standards and Western stories. He was a Quaker Oats spokesman and said in 1993 it was a product he believed in.
I eat it probably four times a week. I like it very much.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Wilford Brimley was 85 years old. Birthdays on Sunday. Actor Nehemiah Persoff turns 101 today. Kathy Lennon from the Lennon Sisters, 77. Actor Butch Patrick from the Munsters is 67 today. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The insurance company and affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I get goosebumps every time I say that, Michael, because it is so important that we be here and we do the right thing by our listeners. And the right thing is to go through all the stories, the research done by Michael and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You'll find these lists every week at talkers.com, along with all the other items of interest, things that have happened to radio hosts, people that are connected to the business, people that you know. I want to start, I want you to, as we usually do, go through the stories and the people, then I want to talk about a person that's on the list here. So if you would do the honors, please.
Let us do it as we endeavor to make the world a better place and save humanity from its own destructive hand.
Really? We're going to sound like the introduction to Superman. This is a job for Superman.
Well, you're the one who said it. You inspired me, you know, with the whole importance of what we do.
Right.
Number 10, political correctness and the cancel culture. Number 9, AG Barr and Big Tech CEO's house hearings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations and a Russian disinformation campaign. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, Herman Cain dies. I suspect he's the one you want to talk about, but I'm not sure. We'll find out. Sports opening challenges. Those are tied at number 6. And number 5, the Black Lives Matter movement tied with the funeral of John Lewis. At number 4, school opening still under debate. As a matter of fact, the debate is getting hotter and more emotional. At number 3, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections. And number 1... something that is interesting, it's not COVID directly related, although it encompasses it. The presidential race is number 1. Politics is tied in there. And the federal agents debate, which is one of the core issues of the presidential race.
Let's move the election to 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Oh, who predicted that might happen? Yes.
Oh, yeah. My goodness gracious. Yeah. That's all I can say. Yes. We have at number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, Herman Cain. At number 8, John Lewis and Barack Obama. At number 7, Tom Cotton. Number 6, Louis Gohmert. At number 5, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Biden is number 2. And number 1 is Donald J. Trump. And there you go. That's the snapshot of the week's conversational activity.
What do you think the appropriate understanding of Dr. Fauci is? Who is this man? And why is he revered by some and reviled by others?
Because he's caught up in the political crossfire of COVID-19, which has been politicized, plain and simple. He's a victim of politicized weaponry. He's neither to be revered nor is he to be reviled. He's just a doctor who happens to be a public servant. He works within the government, and he's an expert on, transmittable diseases.
Mm. I thought the handling of the passing, or at least the funeral of John Lewis, interesting to see the three former presidents there get their take on him. They didn't get to sit in the audience with the rest of the. And oftentimes, when there's a funeral like this, they all sort of sit together, but they didn't hear. I don't know if you watched it or not to see.
I did. They were in a green room having brown M&Ms, or white M&Ms. You know,
right.
The old joke about they want certain colored M&Ms on the rider or they won't perform. So
I think that they're getting. Bush gets along with both of them. For a while, Obama and Clinton weren't getting along. Clinton seems to look a little better than he has. He was kind of frail looking for a while. You look at all of them and you understand how they age as president, and you look at him and George looks like a little fat and jolly old elf to me. Anyway, and Clinton up there pointing his finger as he was like the old Clinton. Well, this is it. And I just thought Obama, he's always speaks well, but he looks like he's happy not to be president.
Well, you served two terms. You never lost. There's a benefit to being an ex-president.
Yeah.
They all enjoy it. Even Jimmy Carter enjoys a certain amount of attention.
Oh, yes.
Perks as a result of having been president. Once you're president, you're president for life in many ways.
Yeah.
But no, they all took advantage of the opportunity. And ex-presidents tend to get along. They bury the hatchet because they have a lot in common. They find out that they have more in common than they have not in common, because they shared that experience. They know certain things and they can empathize with each other.
Think they'll ever bury the hatchet with Trump? Maybe bury it in him, but not with him.
No, I don't think so. I think that Trump is a total anomaly.
Yep.
And I often say the book of Trump has yet to be written, but anything can happen when it comes to Donald Trump and his reputation in history.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of changing, I wasn't being facetious, I sort of was a little bit, let's have the election in 3 years, but Trump suggested in a Twitter episodic adventure, his continuing episodic adventures on Twitter, that we not hold the election in November. To which everybody on both sides of the aisle went, "Are you kidding? What's the matter? Are you nuts?" Kind of. That was the response, right? In a sense.
All across the board. Across the board. Trump makes it very difficult for people who support him to do so.
To support him.
It's a matter of... The choices ain't that great.
No, they are. That's also kind of
the
true.
Choices
right?
really,
yeah.
The choices
and depending
really...
on who Biden announces as his vice presidential candidate, which is supposed to be next week, that's another can of worms. So,
yeah,
and how did we get here? Go ahead.
The word is Kamala Harris is the leader, but a lot of people in the Democratic Party don't like her because she's ambitious.
Awful. She's I remember when I was on KVC in Los Angeles, she was just beginning to come up the ladder. And I remember interviewing her one night, and she had a local political job. And I don't even remember why I had her on. Somebody asked me to have her on, so I talked to her, and I thought at that point in time, as I think right now, She was the most dramatically obvious non-interested person in terms of how you could, what the definition of public service is. Mm-hmm. It was, she just reeked of self-serving political chicanery, if that's the right word for it. Just reeked of it. Mm-hmm. And watching her as she moved up the ranks in California politics and circles, it just underscored it. And she said such nasty things about him. Why in the world would he? I mean, does that just make in your mind, Michael, the hypocrisy of the things that were said, she said about Joe Biden when they were in the debates? How do you pick somebody like that?
Well, after what, politics makes strange bedfellows. But
he doesn't need California. He's going to get California no matter what.
She couldn't even get California.
Right, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
You know, I mean, God. Since when does this favorite son or favorite daughter thing really apply anymore? I mean, look at how Elizabeth Warren didn't even win.
She won't even win. If she ran for Senate again, she won't win. You know, people here dislike her completely.
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but she's certainly not as popular as one would think because she comes from Massachusetts. I mean,
she didn't win Massachusetts in the primary.
Al Gore didn't win Tennessee. It's a double-edged sword. The people in your hometown know all your faults.
Right.
The people in South Bend, Indiana, were not crazy about Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, you know, I heard all kinds of stories.
So he'd be actually a pretty good vice president if Biden hadn't painted himself into a corner by saying he was going to have a woman, and then maybe I think he suggested a woman of color. You know, he eliminated many of the good potential. I think he's a very interesting character and might be a good leader.
But no, the choices, back to the original point, the choices are not that great, and I think people are aware that Trump has, shall we say, some personality problems. He has personality traits, character traits that are not quite befitting of a president. On the other hand, he stands for many things that a large number of people in this country feel very strongly about.
Here, and I feel that he does his ideas, if he shut the hell up. I support many of his ideas, frankly, if not most of them. You know, mm-hmm. when it comes to policy and running things, not some of the crazy stuff he comes out with, like, let's not have the election. You know, that's not something that I'm for at all. Well, but I just am tired. You know, I my history. I don't like conflict. And
the whole nation is embroiled in conflict.
Yeah.
That can, in some, a case could be made. You know, I walk on thin ice saying this because people have knee-jerk reactions. You say one bad thing about Trump and you're a liberal. You know, like, what the hell are you talking about? Can't there be debate among conservatives?
Like, you're a racist if you talk about the people.
Right. Exactly. That's why political correctness and cult cancel culture is on the survey this week.
Yes.
Because it permeates the entire conversation, and it's extremely dishonest.
Yeah, really. Thank you. I'm writing that down. That is the best word I have heard to apply to the so-called cancel culture. Who the hell are you to tell me that I'm a racist? You don't know who I am. You don't know what I think. You don't know where I'm coming from. So, go away with that stuff. So we can get off on that, but ought not to get off on a tangent because we have to do a couple of things. We continue with our overview of the people and the stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you of the numbers. Stats came out this week about how many people in America are just plain fat. Obese is the word that gets used, and maybe that's the appropriate, that's the politically correct word for being fat, overweight, out of the health zone. You see people, men and women, who are way overweight. 39% of us are clinically obese. And that is the number one risk factor for the most important health condition that we face, the most important health problem, the COVID situation attacks people, that virus attacks people who are overweight, who have diabetes, that sort of thing. So get yourself in shape. Let's get you onto the Calitrin program. 1 month supply is $69, get 3 months. And then you pay the BOGO deal. You don't have to pay for the next 3 months. So you get 6 months supply for the price of three. That's toploss.com, discount code DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
On today's Wellness Minute, sleep expert Dr. Michael Awad from Northwestern Medicine joins us with tips on how to sleep better.
Sleep problems affect 1 in 3 Americans. We're in unprecedented times. A lot of us are facing new anxieties, and that can really disrupt our ability to fall asleep, but it can also disrupt our ability to stay asleep. Light plays a major role in the way that our sleep is governed by our internal body clock. So we need light exposure early in the day, and the opposite is true at night. We actually need the absence of light to tell our body that it's time to settle down and go to sleep. Even one night of bad sleep can reduce our immune function by up to 30% or more. The recommendations are 8 to 9 hours. One of the biggest things is getting enough exercise. There's this concept called sleep pressure. We need to build up enough pressure during the day in order to feel tired when we lie down and go to sleep. One of the big ways you can do that is exercise, and it doesn't have to be strenuous. That can go a long way to helping you initiate sleep later in the night.
For more information, go to nm.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Zone, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. He's the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of, well, you name it, I host it. Tom Bergeron. This program, that program. My job here is to get Michael to focus with you on these stories and the people on the list and consider some of the anecdotal side issues that may or may not have been part of the discussion on all the stations. that we listen to and monitor. So the Herman Cain thing is something that I felt we ought to spend some time on. And, you know, the more I think about it, because the funeral focus on John Lewis and what he did and Herman Cain, they were both contemporaries, but they approached the issue so much differently. Number five on the countdown this week is Black Lives Matter. So do you care to philosophize a little about Herman Cain?
Herman Cain was a conservative. He was of the school, which is a minority within the minority, within the African-American population. There are conservatives. They are about maybe 10-15% of the population identify with the Republicans, identify with conservative thinking. The rest, of course, identify with the Democrats and with the Black Lives Matter movement, which people like Herman Cain did not support. They felt that it victimizes black people, and that it doesn't, and that the United States does not have that level of systemic racism that many black people claim.
I think Larry Elder thinks that way too, doesn't he? More or less.
Larry Elder thinks that way. Candace Owens thinks that way. There are many African Americans that think that way, and they consider it an insult. They believe if you work hard and you strive and you try and you get educated and you keep a father in the family and you do all kinds of things, they believe, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and be successful. That was Herman Cain's philosophy, and. Whereas a John Lewis or the more traditional view held in the African-American community is that there is systemic racism and that the civil rights movement is still an active movement, and that even though we don't have slavery anymore and there is progress being made, that a lot more progress must yet be made, and that the police are not equal in their handling of white people and black people, etc. That's all out there. And people like Herman Cain and the aforementioned Larry Elder say that the statistics indicate otherwise. And that is indeed a big debate going on. And as a matter of fact, Larry Elder, who's a talk show host, you brought his name up, similar in philosophy to Herman Cain. As a matter of fact, I talked to him yesterday. I spoke to Larry Elder yesterday. He has a new movie out called Uncle Tom, a documentary about this very thing.
It's going to be quite good, actually.
I've seen a large segment of it. It's excellent. Yeah, and Herman Cain is one of the featured African-American, you know, models.
Interviewees.
Yeah, his life is presented in this, along with
what
others.
What pizza company did he run? I was trying
Godfather,
to rack my
Godfather's, Godfather's.
Godfather's. That was it, yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, very successful, very smart. I remember at one of the conventions I had lunch with him, and I thought he was like, there was something about him that I found very appealing. He was very open, he wanted to talk, he wanted to listen. That made him a pretty good talk show host, actually. Go
ahead. Cain, a gracious, charming
Yeah, very
man.
Gracious. That's a great
oh,
word.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very,
very,
very
nice man.
Yeah, very. So anyway, the passing of both of them. Worthy, you know. You know, we're talking about Dr. Fauci. He's number five on the people list. He was talking about Black Lives Matter in terms of why so many black people are being hit so hard by the virus, which I thought was interesting. He says, according to stats, black people are 2.5 times more likely to die from COVID than white people are. And went into a whole long spiel about why that is. Good question.
It's a very good question. And this is a situation with not just the virus, but many diseases. I believe we have a break to take care of.
Yes, we do, Michael. Thank you for your cognitive awareness. 28 past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Moving back into the countdown zone, we're talking about the charts for the week of July 27th to 31st as we end the seventh month of 2020. As Michael said, there are all kinds of ramifications and stories. The people on the list, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. The whole business about the cancel culture and the dishonesty that is connected to political correctness has found its way into the number 10 slot. Do you have a specific example, or is it just a general, you know, people are getting carried away with all this stuff?
It's general. It applies to almost everything. People are afraid to talk. People are afraid of, you know, what the feedback will be either from their boss.
So how does that bode for us doing this for a living, trying to talk about issues on the air and news talk radio?
Makes it a little bit more difficult than it would be if people were more open to controversy and open to reason and things were not as politicized. And we didn't have new generations coming up that get frustrated if they don't have anything to be offended by. They get offended by the fact that there's nothing to offend them.
Right.
There's a tremendous, microaggressions. Every little thing is looked at as indicative that you're a sexist or you're a racist.
Yeah.
Or that you're, some type of a, you practice some type of ism. And, of course, there is sexism and there is racism. There are these problems. But when you start accusing everybody of that for every transgression or every thing that may be misstated or stated in a way that is not up to date.
What are the roots, though, of this? How did people begin to get away? It's an exaggeration, but we seem to, we look around at the things that have caused, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement has, in my mind, come about because of exaggerations, not in the exaggeration of more things happening than should have been allowed, and you get to George Floyd, and it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. So those things are legitimate, but then there are other things that happen that aren't. So how do we differentiate? How do we intelligently, intellectually discern the difference between the real issues and the crap that comes from the cancel culture?
Well, a lot of that comes from education. A lot of that comes from intellectual honesty. A lot of that comes from seeking truth as opposed to turning everything into a political victory, even if you know you've lied or you've distorted or you've eliminated, omitted, taken things out of context, exaggerated. And basically, it comes down to an understanding of human nature. You cannot make laws and rules that fly in the face of human nature. You got to massage that relationship between justice and human nature, as opposed to inflict upon people unenforceable laws or make true feelings go underground and become suppressed where they manifest into true hatred. It's a very tricky situation, and I think the key is what I just said: understanding human nature, understanding what a joke is, understanding what venting is, understanding what real criticism versus nasty, destructive criticism is, and understanding the balance between birds of a feather flock together and not going out of your way to hurt the other birds that are flocking in their own direction. There's a lot to this, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. You know, sometimes we go a little bit off track, and maybe because of my being a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster and doing that American Family Farmer Show, which you talked me into doing, how many years ago was
twisted
that?
Twisted your arm.
Six?
Yes. Back away, the beginning of the agricultural revolution.
Good for you. The discussion that belies this is this seed thing.
What's that all about? I was going to turn to you. That didn't quite make its way into my radar where I understand
it.
Yeah. So what's going on with that?
Well, the real issue here, once again, we have the Chinese at the forefront of trying to screw us over. And this time, it's so obvious what's happening. People have been getting, for the past month or so, packets in the mail from China. And for some reason or other, it's captured the news media's attention as we get to the end of this last week of July, big time, not just the agricultural community, but people who think this is a joke. It is no joke. Believe me when I tell you that. There's nobody sending special promotional seeds. The people, I mean, all over the country, the last issue, the last time, I'm sorry, the business of all the stuff in the air this year has really done a number on my voice, or does every once in a while.
You sound fine, but basically from what I understand is that people have been receiving mysterious packages in the mail from China with seeds, but there's no instructions, and a lot of the people are, I guess, planting the seeds to see what they grow into. Maybe they'll be like magic seeds that take you up into the clouds, like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, right. No. Do not plant them. They are loaded, apparently. The initial research that's been done suggests that they have been permeated with invasive species that could wreck our soil, wreck our environment, wreck our food supply, destroy any insects that are beneficial. This is poison on top of poison on top of poison. And that's really, I think this is the explosive story of the week, the month. It won't be, it could end up being one of the top 10 stories for the year, Michael.
I believe it. It hasn't been talked about that much this week.
No, because people don't understand it,
Right. But it has been discussed. Just because it's not in the top 10 doesn't mean it's not out there on our radar.
I understand.
I suspect you might be right. But then, of course, we always have the suspicion that maybe it's just a bogus story, that it's fake news and that,
But you see, what it does is bring back into the fore the war. We've talked about this every week, the dimensions of the war we're engaged in with the Chinese government.
Yes.
And the fact that they'll do anything, they continue to hammer away. The most recent episodic adventure was the virus that was manufactured, and it may have been in existence already, but it was what they morphed it into, if you will, became so dangerous. We all see what happened there. And then the next thing is the hacking, which goes on and on. So we find people red-handed that are hacking into our systems. So we close down. And when it wasn't an embassy, it was what they call those
consulate,
right?
Be very careful with statements about the coronavirus was invented in China for malicious purposes. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that. But even the hardline investigative journalists, people that are really on top of it, they don't have proof yet that that was the case. Clearly, it came from Wuhan. Clearly. China lied about it. Clearly, there's a Chinese connection to it, but the actual origin of it is still up for debate. The waters have been muddied because of the aforementioned political correctness that we've been discussing. All of a sudden now, enemies of Trump are saying his claim that it is a Chinese inflicted danger is racist against the Chinese race, Asian race, which, of course, is a classic. You asked for an example. There's the biggest example of political correctness being weaponized and muddying up a truthful issue.
Yeah.
Another truthful issue along these lines, and then, we can get back to the seeds, is that the Chinese government and the Chinese people are two different things. And because there is a uniformity of race, creed among the Chinese, it's not as multicultural a nation, nor is Japan, as the United States is, that people sometimes think if you criticize China in terms of the state, in terms of the party, you're criticizing on a racist level Chinese people, which is not true.
No. I felt that ramification lost an advertiser because of it. I think the word you used, which is so applicable, is having all these things, these issues weaponized to, and for what purpose? I guess at the end of the day, what's gained by referring to somebody in this way or that way, racist or whatever.
Well, because if you are against Trump being reelected, you don't want him to have any kind of platform to stand on to show his accomplishments. And standing up to China is one of his accomplishments. Now, he hasn't done it enough. He's backed down.
Right.
The nature of our connection to China corporately and financially is very complicated, and there's pressures from all sides. We are responsible for what China has done to us.
Yep, we absolutely 100%
are. We have not only allowed them to do it, we've encouraged them to do it.
Yep, absolutely. So there's... Don't be, that's the hypocrisy there is, oh, those damn Chinese,
right.
But they've done it because we are cheap. We don't want to pay for things. We have more money than any other population, generally speaking, in the world.
We're consumers.
We're
consumers without necessarily having the right kind of ethics to control what we'll do to get what we want as easily as we can.
So you'll find the Talk Radio Countdown show in capsule form. That is the podcast of the show you can find every week along with the show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. In a moment, we'll talk about some of the other things that Michael is doing as far as radio and broadcasts are concerned that will keep you up to date. Talk Radio Countdown show, the people list this week. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. I call him Bad Vlad and Pukin Putin. Very clever, right, of me to come up with that. Herman Cain, the passing of Herman Cain, number 9, got a lot of attention. Passing of John Lewis got a lot of attention at 8. Tom Cotton is at 7. Louis Gohmert is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5, suggesting that, and I think he's right, black people are more likely to get the COVID than white people are. Mitch McConnell is number 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. Lots of speculation about who Biden chooses as his running mate. That'll be on the, I'm guessing if he does announce it next week, that'll be close to the top, if not the top, of the story list. So we've got the people you can add a number of people to that, but those are the ones on the top of the list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview now. I have the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, the cancel culture, the dishonesty that becomes a weapon with various issues. Great conversation. At number 9, the big tech CEOs go to Washington and go to the mat. Number 8, relationships with China and Russia. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, the passing of Herman Cain. Number 5, the passing of John Lewis. Number 4, whether or not to open schools. That's the debate. Number 3, health care as it has been affected by the discussion of vaccines and medicines on the horizon for COVID. Number 2, the projections for COVID as we move ahead. Maybe 2,000 people are going to die. Who knows? Presidential race was number 1 this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the issue of, an issue. We discuss issues here on this program. Michael does a wrap with hosts and various other people that are involved. And yet it's another way of covering the charts and the information that's so prevalent regarding the News Talk Radio world. And then you have the Michael Harrison interview every week. Who's in that this week?
The interview is a cool fellow. I call him a Jersey boy. He's not a member of the Four Seasons, but he's a real cool cat from Jersey. His name is Steve Trevelise, and he hosts a show on New Jersey 101.5, which is a news talk show. And he hosts another show on the weekend at WIP in Philly, which is a sports show. And he's just a plain, down-to-earth guy, and we talk all about the sports situation, the political correct. He's a comic, too, a stand-up comic. He's a good one.
Yeah.
And how it affects stand-up comedy. It's a great conversation, and it's mhinterview.com.
I want to tell you something. The sports world, that's going to be one of the stories at the end of the world. I'm venturing out on a limb here, suggesting that neither baseball nor football is going to make it this year.
Well, baseball is off to a very shaky start. Basketball is just beginning. Football is problematic. You might be right.
Well, I mean, the guys are saying they don't go out and play because they're worried about the virus.
Yep.
So where else is there more sweat? Not necessarily in baseball, but basketball and football, sweat and all of the... I mean, look at any of the slow-mo.
Yeah. it brings the term trash talk to a whole new level of...
Yes. Food. Yeah, it certainly does. All right, there's the overview. The top hits of the week, News Talk Radio in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
On today's Health Minute, Dr. Len Friedman from GSK is here to talk about our risk of hepatitis A and the importance of vaccination.
Hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus, and this virus targets the liver. It can be spread from person to person and also can be in contaminated food and drink. People can spread this virus before they come down with any of the signs or symptoms, and therefore, we're all potentially at risk for being exposed to hepatitis A. There are certain groups who are at high risk, people who have chronic underlying medical conditions, people who are experiencing unstable housing, people who use drugs, and travelers. Since 2016 here in the United States, we've had 33 states that have had outbreaks of hepatitis A involving more than 33,000 infected people. We want to make sure that we take full advantage of what we can do to protect ourselves. The CDC recommends that all adults in the United States who wish to be protected against hepatitis A receive a hepatitis A vaccine.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/vaccines.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman who's been in absentia for the past couple of weeks. And before we get to some thoughts, the legal side of the issues this week, I thought I would have you tell your story about having appendicitis and how it you didn't know you had it, in essence, and your appendix exploded inside of your body. Give us a little insight into what happened.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I guess I'm not necessarily the brightest bulb. So for weeks, I had had some abdominal, I would say, just discomfort. And I thought, frankly, it was from doing too much in the way of ab exercises, because I pretty much work out every day.
Yeah.
But then it came one night, it just, and the pain was all throughout and really, really intense. And the next morning, off to the emergency room, and I mean, appendicitis at my age isn't something that generally happens, and they're touching around, and all of a sudden they got to where that is, and boy, I was just about on the roof. So the problem was that it had burst, and so I got what's called peritonitis, and it was a great deal of infection. They said they spent most of the time cleaning up the infection, and that was what kept me in the hospital for a while. But try to be the good patient, you know, they want you up and walking, and so I did my walking. Reminded me of Jack Nicholson in that movie, I think Something's Got to Give. So with the those wonderful pajamas they give you, but all in all, it was it's a good experience to have behind me.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like a vacuum cleaner. They suck all the stuff out of your system, and the peritonitis that gets into your other organs, they have to use drugs and stuff to get that out. So they suck out what they can see, and the rest of it. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant, but I wanted you to tell that story. We missed you, and happy that you are back again. As a friend, I was concerned, so it's good. Now, one of your other, beside being the legal expert here on the Countdown Show, you are the expert on scams. This week, I did a story about people who have lost to COVID-related scams alone, and how many hundreds of millions of dollars from May through the end of July. And we've had a lot of people fall victim. And so what, again, back to you as an expert here, protection is, Stephen JJ, thy middle name is protection.
That's the second J.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. So what are consumers, I mean, we all know that people are gullible. I guess maybe one of the things I'm thinking about are all those seeds that are floating around from China. And, you know, they don't cost anything, but scam is too nice a word for it. It is very, very dangerous, these things.
It could be scary. Actually, I was very pleased. The New York Times actually did a piece on financial planning during the pandemic, and when they talked about scams, they included Scamicide as one of only three major sources for information, and the other was the
Scamicide.com. That's good.
What happened with the seeds, it's an interesting scam, potentially serious in many ways, but in it probably is not. It's called brushing, and brushing is when someone, an online vendor, wants to increase their sales. And so what they do is they actually hire people, and they call them brushers, who will then purchase goods from these companies, and then they're able to write these wonderful reviews. And so the algorithms will pick up on the increased sales, the great reviews, and suddenly they're going to be featured more prominently. So they have to, in order to have these look legit, be sent to people elsewhere. And so seeds have been sent to people in the United States. Now, generally, they've been found to be cucumber or cantaloupe, but you really can't tell. And they could have a potentially disastrous effect on American crops. So turn them in.
Yeah, make sure you give them back. All right, 30 seconds on Barr and his testimony, along with those other clowns from the big tech companies.
Yeah, you know, it reminded me, Heidi, can you tell when a lawyer is lying? His lips are moving. He made nice. More misrepresentations. Some of the enabling, taking influence from foreign countries, the actions against American citizens, bars a disgrace.
Well, there's a lot of that, and this won't be the last week we talk about that, I'm sure. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, college professor at Bentley University and our legal expert on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Talks continue in trying to hammer out a new COVID-19 relief package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells ABC's This Week that while progress is being made, there's a lot of work to be done to resolve all issues.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money, and I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that. They are insistent on having this as part of a larger deal.
Both sides plan to resume talks on Monday. It's that time of year when students should be getting ready to head back to the classroom, but the coronavirus has thrown that schedule way off. From an incomplete school year in the spring to a possible delay to the new year, kids, parents, and teachers are in a quandary as to what to do. On the Salem Radio Network this week, family physician Dr. Katarina Lindley encouraged schools to reopen this fall, even as the country is struggling to contain the spread of COVID-19.
You know, I really understand teachers. I understand what's going on, being afraid to start and all that. I've gone through that myself when the pandemic hit us and when I had to go to do my job and take care of the patients. So I understand them, but I also understand that our children, and I know our children need to go back to school.
Lindley is one of several doctors supporting the Flatten the Fear campaign, which embraces the reopening of the country. Thousands of people under evacuation orders after a wildfire in mountains east of Los Angeles exploded in size, crews battling flames in triple-digit heat. The blaze straddling Riverside and San Bernardino counties has consumed more than 23 square miles of dry brush and timber with zero containment. National Weather Service says dangerously hot conditions are expected to continue. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Scientists are studying coronavirus outbreaks at mink fur farms in Spain and the Netherlands.
Some animals, including cats, tigers, and dogs, have picked up the new coronavirus from people, but there hasn't been a documented case of animals spreading it back to humans. The outbreak among the minks on farms in Europe likely started with infected workers, but it is also plausible that some workers later caught the virus back from the minks. Authorities have killed more than 1 million minks at breeding farms in both countries as a precaution. I'm Sarah Bassett.
South Africa surpassed 500,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, but President Cyril Ramaphosa says he sees promising signs that the rapid growth of cases has stabilized and that the country's strained health system is, in his words, managing to cope. More breaking news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's still a challenge to find an electric charger for your electric automobile.
As automakers introduce more models powered by electricity, there may not be enough public charging stations to handle the load. There are 26,000 public electric vehicle charging stations in the U.S. with more than 84,000 plugs. The country will need thousands more for drivers to accept vehicles powered by batteries alone. Companies are struggling to raise the numbers now because they're investing before demand arrives. On Friday, General Motors and charging company EVGU says that they would add 2,700 outlets in the U.S. during the next 5 years. Keith Peters reporting.
El Paso is marking the anniversary of a shooting at a crowded Walmart by remembering the 23 people who were killed. Authorities say the gunman traveled from his home near Dallas to target Latinos in the Texas border city August 3, 2019. More details at SoundTownHall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the charts provided by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, which we've been using for almost 30 years now, as the music surveys were prolific when we were kids. When I was a disc jockey, and John Harper is here from WMEL to go through these things with us. Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, who's normally here. One of the stories that's most important for her this week is that she has the virus. So she's out. She's really having a tough time with it. It seems to have gotten worse instead of getting better. But normally that's that. From what I know, depending on the severity, John and Victoria, of your case, it can be in and out of your system fairly quickly. We'll see. Hold a good thought for her. One of the things that happened this week, a fellow that I didn't know that well, I had lunch with him once. He was a radio person, but he also was a politician, but he cut his teeth as he ran some pizza company, Herman Cain, passed away this week at the age of 74. His number is 6 this week on the countdown. I don't know, Victoria, I'm going to guess you probably never crossed paths with him, although you've crossed paths with lots of notables
never,
when you were at Sirius.
No, I've never. I know who he is, obviously,
yeah.
But I've never met him.
Right, yeah. Did you ever cross paths with him, John?
Yes, I did. In fact, I aired his show on WMEL radio, and for several years, I thought he did a very good talk show.
I did, too. I actually quite liked him, and I thought he did a good show. Yeah.
It was different, he wasn't afraid to divert from either Republican or Democrat.
Right.
He called it straight. I enjoyed him. He was a good guy.
It was not their usual right-wing crap, that's for sure.
Exactly. Right.
I say that lovingly.
Well, it's unfortunate that he didn't wear a mask at that Tulsa rally, because he posted a bunch of pictures where no one was wearing a mask, and you know, and then he got the virus, and 2 days after he got his test results back, he was in the ICU, awesome. And that was it. Yeah.
Well, he had a real tough time with cancer, so his immune system was completely compromised, and so he went through a month-long bout with it, but eventually the virus won because his immune system was compromised. So, but he was
very tragic.
He was a good. I actually enjoyed I had lunch with him once, but I liked listening to him. You know, the guys that were on that said, I don't want to make this too much inside baseball, but Neil Bortz was also somebody that came out of that same station, and he did a sort of non-conventional.
Right.
To say that Bortz was non-conventional is going some. But he was, kind of a character. The way the fellow that ran the station created hosts. And it's interesting. You know, you, John, might want to talk to this before we get to the list itself about how talk radio people, you've been in management for a long time, but you were also on the air. That's why I was chuckling when I was thinking about music radio. When we started doing the talkers thing, there were music radio countdown lists forever. And we all played into that game. But at any rate, in talking about how personalities are created, you've had some notables on your stations in Florida, and there have been some really good ones that have been created that weren't radio guys. Some of them were radio guys. But how did you used to choose the people that you wanted to have on your radio stations?
Well, over the years, Doug, I think I've been able to come up with a formula for trying to get good talk show hosts on the air. You basically these days want to look for someone who is obviously has a great personality, is up on the issues of the day, has experience, life experience. That is so important. Many times I look at what I call kid vid television news, and I wonder how some of these kids, so to speak, have the experience to talk about hurricanes or other issues that are facing the country. But I look for a talk show host who has been around the block, has creed, as they would say, and so that coupled with a personality and coupled with that enthusiasm to want to learn, to want to grow, and those are ingredients that I think goes into making a good talk show host.
Yep. All right. So there you go, Victoria. He just described you. There you go. Let's get to the story list at number 10, the cancel culture. I don't know. Maybe we could put the two of them together, because the cancel culture is kind of cancerous as far as I'm concerned. All that politically correct thinking. Number 9. The hearing, I don't know if you pay any attention, either of you, to it. It kind of reminded me of the last time some of these guys were there, and they were, the people on the House committee were asking them how to use their cell phone. I don't understand how to do
it. Oh, that was embarrassing.
I know, but what came out of this hearing this week when they were there to be browbeaten, by members of Congress, the big tech CEOs? Were there? What did anybody?
Not a lot. I've loosely been keeping up with the tech CEOs and their testimonies. It's supposed to be an antitrust hearing about them being monopolies, but the focus was really not on that. And, John, I don't know if you got a different perspective from it, too. I felt like it was just more on the Republican side, they were more upset about censorship, and it just seemed to, that the focus kept going from, are you a monopoly, and are you preventing other businesses from having a chance at success? Or, you know, it, so that was supposed to be the main focus, but it was really more about, you know, the freedom of speech and censorship of the president and other people, and it just, and a conservative bias and all this other stuff. I don't know. I feel like it got very muddy, and I don't really know that there's any clear takeaway.
Yeah.
Good take on that, Victoria, and I agree. There wasn't a strong takeaway from that hearing whatsoever.
The number 8 item on the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the story side of things, our relationship with China and the Russians, as the Russians are getting, they're doing a great job, as usual, disinforming not only their own people, but people around the world as to where the virus, yeah, it's this usual stuff. Why do we pay any attention, why does anybody with a brain pay any attention to what comes out of either country, ladies and gentlemen?
Well,
as far as Russia goes, I agree, Doug. I don't know why that's controlling many times what the press seems to gravitate toward, what's coming out of Russia. I think it should be just the opposite. Why are they controlling our news, our views, and what's happening? Despite what went on there 4 years ago during the presidential election 4 years ago, I don't think it is news these days, and having Putin dictate to our press, to our president, the way things are going in his country and the world, I think is wrong, and we should be ignoring it, avoiding it.
Victoria?
Yeah, I think I agree. I think the propaganda and that kind of stuff, I think we should ignore. The only thing that I don't want to ignore is on a cybersecurity front. I think that we need to really beef up our own defense against cyber, you know, in yes. Cybersecurity and hacking. And we know that Russians have been hacking. We know that they were involved in the last election with misinformation and disinformation. So I think, and same goes with China. My stance on Russia and China, it's exactly the same, and it's really more about cybersecurity. And I don't really care what kind of propaganda they want to shove down our throats. I agree with John. We should just ignore that. But we can't ignore the security aspect of it.
All right. We're talking our way through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people that are associated with those stories, the list coming this week, the last week of July 2020, on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Yes, here we are. John Harper from WMEL in Florida with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, talk host take on the stories of the week, the news talk overview that we have here every week. So we're on the economy, which is number 7, and where we think it's going. Man, the car dealers are gangbusters. Real estate is gangbusters. So you wouldn't really know, although the average person, I don't really know what to make of this. You know, you think with all these people unemployed, and all of the other things that go into actually making the economy strong, it's always been that you look at housing starts to see where it's all going. And the number of houses, the number of units being built for seniors, 55 plus communities, off the charts. I don't know where what it's like down in Florida. There's plenty of that. What about where you are, Victoria, in terms
it's
of
everywhere.
The types of homes being built?
It's, I would say, I'm on the Jersey Shore, and so not far inland from where we are. We're right on the beach, but there are so many 55 and over places, brand new facilities. I don't know. Are there that many boomers who don't have a house at this point?
Well, they don't want to live in the big house. They want to move into a small house.
Yeah, they want to downsize.
It's everywhere. Those communities are everywhere.
We were talking off the air about the value of farmland. And what's pushing it up, part of it has been people moving out from the city into the suburban areas. I know in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts, the real estate values are hot, hot, hot. And part of it is people wanting to get out of the city. So if you're in the building business, good for you. It's 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org, paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you.
We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies, or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our overview of this past week's News Talk Radio stories, the things that have captured the mind and the vision of a lot of our Better Talk hosts, the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find a list at talkers.com. We find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, etc., etc. Number five item on the story list is a focus on Black Lives Matter. I was sort of thinking about John Lewis's funeral and Herman Cain dying, and what an interesting comparison, or contrast is probably the better word, the two lives, as they both were prominent Black Americans, the direction that they went in. I was trying to remember whether Herman Cain was ever involved in any of the protests during the earlier years of his life, and I don't remember. Because he went right into business and seemed to find his mark there, whereas Lewis was much more of sort of a community organizer and then got into politics and was in Congress for a long time. Many people thought too long, but he certainly accomplished a lot. A lot of nice things said at his funeral. Be interesting to, because the two men sort of were in the same, they were in the same boat, but they approached the problems that Black Americans had differently. Is that an apt statement, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think Herman Cain approached the issues of Black America more from a business perspective, and John Lewis approached it more from a community organizer perspective, as you just mentioned, Doug. So two different perspectives, both going toward the same type of a goal, and I think one business and one community oriented. So I think that was the difference between the two of them, but what was different was also the same.
Yeah. Victoria, you and your friends often get engaged in conversations about folks like this. What was the conversation about John Lewis?
Not much of a conversation, just, you know, I grew up in, you know, in school learning about the civil rights movement and some of the key players, and the fact that he was, you know, so young when he decided that, he, you know, as President Obama said at the funeral, he was 20, he's younger than Malia Obama, and to decide at that young age, where most people are at 20 yeah. being pretty selfish, but to decide that he wanted to take on such a system of oppression, I think that he was pretty remarkable, and the funeral, the things that people said about
him, I thought
was
to see Bush
emotional
and Obama
yeah.
and Clinton there,
yeah.
and actually, I mean, I think watching Bush and how he's aged, his hairline and stuff. Never mind what he said.
John,
well,
Doug's
not,
very fixated on everyone's hair.
Well, I just think it's interesting
he
to watch people
back
age.
To hair.
Go Clinton and his. They all, the presidents, part of my conclusion from looking at the three men, nothing to do with John Lewis, had to do with how tough a job being the president is and how you age so yeah. rapidly, even when you get out of the office. I think Obama, my God, he looks really old compared to
yeah,
what
he
looked like
does.
He was in there.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
George Bush has gained weight and lost the hairline. I think Bill Clinton is about the only one that basically remained the same, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
he looks kind of frail to me. I think,
not as much as he used to.
No,
I
think you're right
he
about
looked
that.
Pretty
yeah.
robust. I think he yeah. looked healthier than I've
well,
seen
Well, he
him
was
recently.
There with his finger pointing. That's kind of right. He's right there. And Obama seemed as glib. I mean, I don't mean that in a negative sense. I think that Obama... I think that of them, Clinton is the best speaker, Obama a close runner-up to second, and Bush was never a good speaker. But they all came from the heart, and it's always interesting to watch them, you know, who sits with whom. Obama
Well, they
and
weren't
Bush.
Allowed to sit with anybody. That was the thing.
No,
everybody,
the,
they came
yeah.
in, and they gave their thing and gave their talk and then left. They weren't allowed yeah. to actually
oh,
sit
really?
In the congregation.
Oh.
Yeah.
We continue another half hour of this week's overview of the News Talk Radio world here coming up. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the mode of understanding what's going on in conversation. News Talk Radio, number one format around the country. A lot of people looking for some different sorts of talk radio programs. Interesting to see what shakes out after the election. Meanwhile, we're dealing with the realities of today, the week of July 27th to 31st, John Harper from WMEL is here. Victoria Keelan from our DJV program talking about the issues. Number four is a focus. The rest of them all, you know, you go up the ladder of COVID stuff and the related items, the discussion about school opening. What are they doing in Florida? Now, you've got, I think I've explained that WMEL is on the Space Coast of Florida, so a lot of focus on the southeast and the southwest this week in terms of number of cases, stats, et cetera. So what are you doing about opening school in Florida, John?
Well, Doug and Victoria, and to the audience, Florida has the dubious distinction of once again being number one in the nation for for new cases and for the amount of deaths being reported, despite the fact that our governor seems to think that things are under control and getting better. A lot of controversy here, Doug and Victoria, about schools opening. Teachers are taking out wills. There are even law firms now advertising the fact that they will give teachers free wills before the school year starts. So the teachers are really upset. There was talk about the teachers' organization here in the state of Florida going on strike. That's a possibility that could develop over the next week. So a lot of issues with the schools opening. Should they open? Should they not? The majority of the, everybody feels schools need to open, but can it be done safely? And people feel at the moment it cannot be done safely.
Well, it can be if you have good management and skills to understand and to treat and to explain how it is that you can do it intelligently. But that's we're leaving a lot to the imagination when it comes to public servants, I think, in way too many places. What about you in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria? What's the school opening plan there?
Well, the plan from the governor is to open schools in September. Teachers will have to wear masks. Students will be 6 feet apart. They will be seated differently, staggered lunches, things like that on the buses, same thing. But like in Florida, the teachers in New Jersey they're out in the streets. They're protesting, and they say it's not safe. So I don't know who's going to win this one. I don't know if they're going to strike. I would imagine that's the next step. But a lot of teachers just feel like, you know, it's just not safe for them to be in that situation.
You know, it's interesting you use the term win. The people who are not winning are the students. Children are not. No matter how you slice this, kids are getting shortchanged. It's bad enough. Our system has been bad enough for the past 20, 25 years with whittling away of all kinds of important curricula. And now this comes along, and there's nobody that can convince me that having seen what a couple of people have gone through with trying to get their children, with the parents wanting the children to connect with the school teachers and to get lessons and to do, and you can't find these people. They're like absent. It's like they're on vacation.
Well,
circumstances.
I think what will probably end up happening will be some sort of a compromise where the kids will be staggered, maybe 2 days in school, 3 days
double
at home.
Sessions they should.
But
have,
the thing that teachers, and they make a valid point. So the kids, let's say they have classes on Tuesday and Thursday, they're in school and they, you know, reduced capacity, all this other stuff. But it's still the same teachers who are there 5 days a week. So the teachers aren't getting a break. The kids are. And the teachers are the ones, arguably, who are more at risk of having severe consequences from catching the virus than the kids would be. So the teachers are making the argument of, okay, that's great that we've got an A-B schedule for the kids, but what about for the teachers? We're still there seeing 100% of our kids. So that's where it's kind of dicey to figure out, you know, what the right plan is.
Yeah.
Well, all right. And at the same time, it's now being said the kids are as likely to spread the virus as anyone else, despite the president saying they are not.
Mm. Well, they spread it, but do they get it? You can spread it and not have it. That's one of the.
But it's not really about the kids, though. It's about, you know, bringing it home, spreading it to the teachers.
Yes.
There's a lot of teachers saying, you know, look, I have high blood pressure or I have diabetes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they shouldn't have to quit their jobs. And because a lot of these teachers are very devoted to the kids and they want to be back in the classroom with them. But how do you sacrifice your own personal health and safety? They have families to take care of, too. Mm-hmm. So there's no easy answer to it, but I do think that it just needs to be planned out better.
Get ready, John, for me to get something lobbed at me. My response to that is that teachers and adults need to take better care of themselves than they do. The way we eat, the way we take care of ourselves in general.
I agree to some extent, but there are some, you know, my mom is 125 pounds and she's a diabetic. So, you know, it's not always just related to diet.
It isn't always overweight. You're right. Number three, speaking of diabetics, number three on the countdown is the focus on healthcare, i.e. the meds that may be available, the vaccines that may be available. The insidious part of this, whether you look at it, the meds are available now if they are properly handled to take care of. It's a $20 dosage fee for the combination of the Z-Pak and the hydrochloroquine, whatever.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That and in terms of vaccines.
It's all right. By the time you properly pronounce it, no one will need
over.
It anymore.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. The vaccines also are another ruse because whenever it's like the flu vaccines. Okay, the acknowledgement every year is, well, it's too bad because we didn't get the real flu virus because they keep mutating. And the same is true. I mean, it may be a great psychological boost for people, and maybe that's what gets it over the top. But if you expect a vaccine to come out that's being developed now and it to handle what the status of that of this virus is going to be in, let's say, November or December when it probably was going to come out, you're kidding yourself. They're not going to be a vaccine. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
For people, Doug, to think that this vaccine is going to be the cure-all, it's just like, as you mentioned a moment ago, about the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine each year only covers one strain of the flu,
right.
The one that they think is going to be the most prominent for that particular flu season. Same with this vaccine. This is not going to be a magical drug to automatically eliminate this virus, and we go back to life as we knew it in 2019 and earlier. You know,
mm-hmm. Doom and gloom, but I'm not trying to be negative, but right. I wonder if the flu vaccine that's going to come out for the fall. I wonder if enough attention has even been paid to it, because pretty much all of our researchers and everybody here who in the States who's been, you know, dealing with healthcare issues with the pandemic, how much attention has the flu actually even gotten? And will the new vaccine, the one last year was only 40% effective, maybe this one will only be 20% effective?
I've heard numbers over the years, 60 to 65% and higher of people who take the flu vaccine don't have, there's no benefit to it. Maybe it's a good cycle. Remember, the spirit mind body connection is such, if you feel like, if you think you're getting help, it's going to help you be better. Just that's the way it works.
Right.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Psychologically. Yep. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview now. I have the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, at number 10. The cancel culture, the dishonesty that becomes a weapon with various issues. Great conversation. At number 9, the big tech CEOs go to Washington and go to the mat. Number 8, relationships with China and Russia. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, the passing of Herman Cain. Number 5, the passing of John Lewis. Number 4, whether or not to open schools. That's the debate. Number 3, health care as it has been affected by the discussion of vaccines and medicines on the horizon for COVID. Number 2, the projections for COVID as we move ahead. Maybe 2,000 people are going to die. Who knows? Presidential race was number 1 this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC. Mayo Clinic endocrinologist Dr. Robert Warmer says,
osteoporosis essentially is where you have a lack of structure or mineral in the bones, so you're more predisposed to fracturing or breaking bones.
As people age, the risk for falls and bone fractures rise.
The most common fracture that we see and the highest risk fractures are vertebral fractures, spine fractures. So it isn't if you get in a car accident necessarily or if you fall off your roof. It's usually a fracture that we wouldn't have expected to happen.
Bone fractures can dramatically decrease a person's quality of life. That's why Dr. Warmers encourages people to get screened for osteoporosis.
A lot of people will have osteoporosis and not even know they have it unless they get a bone density test.
Dr. Warmers also recommends any non-impact balance exercise such as Tai Chi 2 or 3 times a week to help reduce falls for older adults. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With the return of summer warmth, it's important to remember that if you're working or playing in that heat all day, you could be setting yourself up for trouble.
That's a very common complaint that we see in the emergency department, and oftentimes it's kind of a double-headed monster where there's kind of the exposure to heat and then some degree of dehydration, and that can affect different people to kind of varying degrees.
Emergency medicine physician Dr. Luke Wood says initial symptoms can be fairly vague.
Some dizziness, some nausea are kind of oftentimes the first symptoms, oftentimes a headache, and so really good hydration and then staying out of the heat as much as possible. So finding some shade, finding some air conditioning if you're starting to feel those symptoms, and then really starting to drink lots of fluids. Clear fluids is kind of ideally what people ought to consume in those situations.
Not recognizing or ignoring the signs could lead to heat stroke, which requires emergency medical attention. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown show, the people list this week. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. I call him Bad Vlad and Pukin Putin. Very clever, right, of me to come up with that. Herman Cain, the passing of Herman Cain, number 9, got a lot of attention. Passing of John Lewis got a lot of attention at 8. Tom Cotton is at 7. Louis Gohmert is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5, suggesting that, and I think he's right, black people are more likely to get the COVID than white people are. Mitch McConnell is number 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. Lots of speculation about who Biden chooses as his running mate. That'll be on the, I'm guessing if he does announce it next week, that'll be close to the top, if not the top, of the story list. So we got the people who, I mean, you can add a number of people to that, but those are the ones on the top of the list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Back to our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper from WMEL. So there are a couple of things here that the presidential race, I don't know how much time we need to give to that, other than this nonsense of Trump suggesting the election ought to be deferred. That went over like a bomb. I find that so offensive, but it's part of what people say, well, you watch. You'll try to control it or keep power or whatever, and unfortunately he's playing into that rumor. So, and Joe Biden, what's he had to say this week of any consequences? Anything other
his
than
big
the
his big thing is his he's going to announce his VP next week or in the coming days. We'll find out who is nominated. It's who
the
is
notes on Harris and
it's interesting he never mentioned her though. I guess he was prepared to take questions about her, but no one ever asked, and so he didn't say anything about her.
Yeah. Well.
But overall, it's been a pretty low profile this week, I think.
Sure has. One of the high profile things is the launch of the spaceship to Mars. You're right there in that neck of the woods. What's the latest on that as we go into the weekend?
People are still talking about the launch that occurred right about this time. And it was just a fabulous launch. With the mission scheduled to land on the red planet Mars in February of next year. I believe the exact date is February 17th. And, this is a rover that is jam-packed with all types of, scientific equipment, the likes of which have never been seen before. I mean, they've been building this thing for 7 years, and it's got, every bell and whistle imaginable on it, including a helicopter and a microphone. And I thought the microphone was kind of interesting, so we can hear the wind of Mars and to hear what the atmosphere sounds like. And somebody said, well, maybe a Marvin the Martian will walk up to the microphone and give a shout out. You know?
Shout out. Speaking of what's going on in Florida, they beat the hurricane by a week. Right, the Floridians and up the East Coast, that'll be something we'll talk about next week probably on the countdown, this hurricane. I say I yes or whatever I say I say.
That's close enough.
I say I am. I am, I said. All right, look out for that below. And those seeds, man, if you get those seeds in the mail, you've got them, you better call the local authorities or the somebody. Don't put them in the ground. Don't touch them. Get rid of them. Get them to the... Don't burn
them
and don't throw them away.
No. Agriculture Department of your state, contact them.
10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria and John here with Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off.
So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal.
Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20. In-store only. Discount applies to lowest price item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for our Tech Talk review of the week's big technology stories, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. So let us get right to it, Ms. Keelan. Number five is the announcement on what happens next January for the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right. CES, it's the world's largest tech trade show. And it is now been, it's now been moved to an all online experience, and this will be in January. Now, just recently, I remember we talked about this on the show in May. The group behind the CES show was actually still planning on holding it in person, and a lot of companies had the option to exhibit digitally if they didn't want to be there in person. But apparently, a number of large conferences scheduled for 2020 had already been canceled, and so CES decided that it just wasn't really the safest thing to do.
You mean 2021? I think
for the rest of this year. Technically that's the beginning of January.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Vegas, I guess, has gone through they closed down, they reopened. I don't know if they've had to slow down their reopening, but having hundreds of thousands of people, which is what the CES show draws, probably not a great idea in one place.
I'm sorry, but it's one of those things, you can't do that thing on a dime.
Yeah.
So this far out, they need to make that announcement. Okay, number four is an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is sort of a lot of companies have been looking to the tech world for sort of a model of how to handle, these are large tech companies, Google and Apple and Amazon. And so
yeah.
a lot of other companies in other industries have been sort of looking to the tech world and sector to see how they're handling the working from home thing, because in so many cases in the tech world, the equipment is so extensive and expensive that most of the time workers are needed in the facility using those computers. However, like a lot of us, we've all kind of figured out how to work from home, and in a lot of cases it's working really well. So Google says they have 200,000 full-time employees who are going to stay working remotely until at least July of 2021. And so Google said the reason that they're doing this now, they want to give the employees time and the ability to plan ahead. So this gives them about a year of knowing where they're going to be. They're going to be working from home. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Square have also announced plans to allow workers to continue working remotely from home indefinitely. So there's really no plan yet. And I know depending on what city and what state you're in, your company may have already made an announcement as well. In New York City, everyone, my husband and our friends who work in the city, their companies have all said that no one will be back in the office until at least January. So we'll see how that goes.
How that works. All right, another big tech company, Amazon, which is more than just a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement about streaming games.
Yeah, they were supposed to stream the MLB games, the 21 Yankee games, beginning April 17th. Then, obviously, the baseball season got pushed back. And so I guess these 21 games were still up in the air. And now Amazon has made an announcement that they won't be broadcasting any of them. This is essentially a way for the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network, that is essentially a way for them to keep everything for themselves. So none of that content will be watered down. So, if you're a Yankee fan, you won't be able to watch it on Amazon. You're going to have to just do the YES Network or online with a subscription.
Rite Aid has a black, I was going to say a black eye. Yeah, I suppose that's what this is, yeah? Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rite Aid secretly deployed facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations in the U.S. This is according to a new investigation from Reuters. The company, Rite Aid, had been doing so for more than 8 years and didn't tell anyone. No one except people working for, actually, people working in the stores didn't even know, but the higher-ups at Rite Aid, they knew that they were doing this. And so for 8 years, if you walked into a Rite Aid, especially if you were in an area, in a city or an area where people of color, predominantly black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, those stores were more than three times as likely to have facial recognition software employed in the stores without your knowledge or permission. And they claim that they were using it for anti-theft purposes. But as we know, so many studies have shown that facial recognition software is completely racist and biased. It does not even distinguish one black or brown person from another. It's a disaster. So now Rite Aid's been caught red-handed, and I think that there are going to be some repercussions for that.
Number one.
Number one, this is great news, I think. Apple has taken their manufacturing of the iPhone 11 out of China and into India. This is the first time that Apple will be making a top-tier phone in India. And so this is they want to be less reliant on China, which a lot of people feel the same way.
Get your stuff out of China. That's it. Top five items from technology. Doug Stefan, Victoria Keelan, 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMM hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery on most beds when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. As the academic year begins in many places across the country this week, parents are faced with the difficult choice of whether to send their kids to school or keep them home for remote learning because of the coronavirus. Many are unhappy with either option. Economist Stephen Moore tells the Salem Radio Network there is an economic impact if closed schools keep working parents at home.
It really is important for the economy, for the stock market, and obviously the educational development of our kids that we get kids back to school safely.
Offering parents choices does ease some of the problems facing schools. If some students stay home, that would create more space in buildings and on buses. Top administration officials expected to resume negotiations with Democratic congressional leaders on Monday on a bill aimed at buffering the economic impact of the pandemic.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a long-term extension of the expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit is one of four essentials, along with renter and homeowner protections, aid to state and local governments, and funding to ensure schools are able to open safely.
We have to balance. There's obviously a need to support workers.
On ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had this.
On the other hand, we have to be careful about not piling on enormous amounts of debt for future generations.
Schumer counters.
We can underfund what's needed, and it will cost us more in the long run because COVID will still stay with us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A coalition of political parties in Venezuela led by U.S.-backed Juan Guaido said Sunday it will not participate in upcoming congressional elections called by officials loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. A group of 27 opposition parties rejected the December 6th election as fraud. The vote would determine control of the National Assembly, led by Guaido, and the only branch of Venezuela's government that Maduro does not control. More at townhall.com.
Belief Factor.
effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
South Africa surpassed 500,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, the fifth highest number in the world.
South Africa has tallied more than 50% of all reported coronavirus infections in Africa, although the case fatality rate is at 1.6%, significantly lower than the global average. South Africa's hospitals have been stretched to the limit, but in most provinces they are succeeding in providing treatment to patients. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he sees promising signs the rapid growth of cases has stabilized. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Mexican police and military forces have arrested the leader of the Santa Rosa de Lima gang who spread violence through north-central Mexico and fought a years-long bloody turf battle with the Jalisco cartel. And the Islamic State group Sunday claiming responsibility for a complex attack by suicide car bomber and multiple gunmen against a prison in eastern Afghanistan. More news at townhall.com. Federal authorities are concerned a well-timed ransomware attack could paralyze voting operations this November.
Ransomware attacks are on the rise as cyber criminals target state and local governments, seize data, and hold it hostage until they get paid. The fear is that such attacks could affect voting systems directly or even indirectly by infecting broader government networks that include electoral databases. The ransomware threat isn't just from foreign governments, but include any fortune-seeking criminal. So the FBI and Homeland Security Department have issued advisories to local governments, including recommendations to prevent attacks. George Fanzani reporting.
Portland police declared an unlawful assembly Saturday night when people gathered outside a police precinct in Oregon's largest city and threw bottles towards officers. Until that point, federal, state, and local law enforcement had been seemingly absent from the protests over the weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with normal homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first the second half of a World War II era episode of Bergen and McCarthy. Then later we turn off the lights, cower under the covers, and experience a terrifying tale emanating from the Hermit's Cave. At the end of our previous show, we indeed were hearing from radio's most famous ventriloquist. Edgar Bergen honed his showbiz skills on the stage before getting his first big radio break, courtesy of Rudy Valley's very popular variety series. It was a December 1936 appearance, and within a matter of months, Bergen got a full-time gig over on the Chase and Sanborn Hour. The episode that we are returning to now is from 7 years later. And as we resume, his special guest is about to join the show. She was an American singer, actress, and songwriter, and I'll talk more about her career after this broadcast, which is from October 15th, 1944.
One of the nicest things about being in New York is the thrill of seeing new shows and meeting old friends. And one of the nicest of these friends is the charming Broadway star, Miss Gertrude Neeson. Well, Gertrude, you've chalked up a real success for yourself in your Broadway hit, Follow the Girls.
Yes, it's a stage play, and that's what I like to do.
Ah, well, that's what I like to do, too.
Be in a stage play?
And you follow the girls.
Oh, the same old link. You haven't changed a bit. Remember a few years ago when we were in a vaudeville show together?
I certainly do. But I guess we weren't so terrific then, because opening night, we had no audience at all.
Yeah. And the next night, business fell off a little.
We might. Well, I'll never forget those vaudeville days if I live to be 30. I'll meet you halfway.
You know, Edgar, I've often wondered why you never tried to do something without Charlie.
Well, it's a long story. I guess I'm just too sentimental. He needs me.
Oh, Berger?
Yes, quiet, please.
Well, now we'll hear the other side of the story.
Well, hello, Miss Neeson.
Well, hello, Charlie. Edgar was just telling me how he came up the long, hard, rocky road to success.
Yes, but I was the little fella that showed him the shortcuts.
Charlie, don't you think it would be a fine thing for the theater if Edgar returned to the stage?
The finest thing he can do for the theater is to stay out of it.
No, cut it. Gertrude, we've been trying to see your show.
Having trouble getting tickets?
Yes, they want us to pay for them.
No.
Some shows have passes and...
Well, I might be able to...
Would you?
Well, no.
Yes.
The show does have great music and a chorus of 50.
Well, that's the right age for Bergen. No. How about it, Miss Neeson? Are you going to sing for us today?
Well, if you say something real nice.
Yeah. Well, either you sing or you don't get paid.
That's nice enough, yes. All right, Charlie, how about if you is or if you ain't?
When you're sure of one, you'll find it.
You're mighty precious to say that about poor little old me.
Oh, it was nothing, really. Nothing. Say you may have something over
here.
Before I bring it back, I want to ask you, couldn't you find a small part in your show for me? Say the leading man or something?
But, Charlie, they were interviewing some boys yesterday.
Yeah, well, count me in, count me in.
Yes, they want some brushers.
Yeah, count me out, count me out.
Well, if you change your mind, the job will be open.
Job? What is this about a job?
Well, I was just offering Charlie a job at the theater.
Well, Gertrude, it seems that you'd remember an old friend and offer me the part first.
Well, Edgar, I don't think you'd want this.
No?
It's for a young person.
Well...
You, tell him, Charlie.
You know, I think Bergen could handle the job. I really do. I do.
You mean we should, give it to him?
Yeah. Let's give it to him. You're my pal, Bergen, and the job is yours. I shall step aside. Do you mean that, Charlie? I do. I do. Your success will be my reward. Well, that's nice. Tell me, Gertrude, is this an important role?
Is it? You tell everybody way to go.
I see. Is it a happy romantic part, too?
No, you sort of carry the torch.
Oh, I see. It's more of a flashlight, but it's... Well, don't I win the girl and lead her down the aisle?
Brother, you lead everybody down the aisle.
And then I'm the groom.
No, you're the usher. Oh, I see.
Well, I don't care about winning the girl as long as I have good lines.
Oh, you have a very important line, Edgar, at the end of the first act.
Oh, what's that?
Smoking in the outer lobby only. Or...
No, you're wrong. Wait a minute. That sounds like what the ushers are saying, you know.
Well, that's the job you asked for.
Well, I didn't know that's what it was. Yeah, but you helped her, though. You helped her. That's what you did. The idea of thinking you could work in her show. Well, it's not so far-fetched. After all, it's a musical show, and I do sing a little. Here we go, Yander.
Well, Edgar, what type of songs do you sing?
Well, I'm best at the ballads, I would say.
Oh, sad songs.
Yes, I imagine you would call it sad.
Yeah.
Gruesome is the word.
You know, Miss Neeson, Bergen seems so sad. Our dog left home 3 times. The last time, he took the dog house with him.
Oh.
Well, I don't blame him. Houses are hard to get.
Yeah. Now, if you'd like to hear me sing, I know a beautiful old Irish ballad. It's, I know it. It's, what's the name of it now?
Beat me, McKaylee, with a boogie shillelagh.
No, no.
Or, curdle up a little closer.
No.
Well, we tried.
It's Makushla.
Well, why didn't you say so? We could have helped you.
Yes, all right.
Go ahead, Edgar. Sing Makushla.
Well, of course, I don't say how it's going to sound.
We'll tell you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, here it is. Makushla, Makushla, my poor heart is breaking.
Here's where the dog left.
Now wait.
Like Charlie McCarthy and his pals are really set on enjoying their stay in New York. We overheard Charlie promising to take Gertrude Neeson to the Roosevelt Hotel Grill. We can't join them for dinner, but we can listen to some of Guy Lombardo's music in that famous spot. So, with a flick of the wrist, it's the sweetest music this side of heaven. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
We'll be back again next week at this same time. This is the Armed Forces Radio Show.
From October 15, 1944, Edgar's special guest, Gertrude Neeson, was a New York City native of Swedish-Russian descent. The torch singer was a fixture at Big Apple nightclubs and burlesque houses, and in 1933 was the first to record the Jerome Kern standard, Smrise. It had been sung in the original stage musical Roberta by Tamara Drayson, and later was handled by Irene Dunn in a 1935 film adaptation. But Neeson indeed was the first to sing it for album release. Meanwhile, she also did some big screen work. She was seen in 1937's Top of the Town, 1943's This is the Army, and played a nightclub singer in The Babe Ruth Story, starring William Bendix, Yankee Slugger. She would also appear on early television in the late 40s, early 50s, on such series as The Ed Wynn Show, The Saturday Night Review with Jack Carter, and Paul Whiteman's Goodyear Review. Gertrude Neeson passed away in 1975 at age 63. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Wynn Radio Was, things will get quite dark and scary as The Vampire's Desire, a story emanating from The Hermit's Cave.
Hey, guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, it can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every
day. I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
On today's Health Minute, Dr. Len Friedman from GSK is here to talk about our risk of hepatitis A and the importance of vaccination.
A is a highly contagious virus, and this virus targets the liver. It can be spread from person to person and also can be in contaminated food and drink. People can spread this virus before they come down with any of the signs or symptoms, and therefore, we're all potentially at risk for being exposed to hepatitis A. There are certain groups who are at high risk, people who have chronic underlying medical conditions, who are experiencing unstable housing, people who use drugs, and travelers. Since 2016 here in the United States, we've had 33 states that have had outbreaks of hepatitis A involving more than 33,000 infected people, we want to make sure that we take full advantage of what we can do to protect ourselves. The CDC recommends that all adults in the wish to be protected say receive a hepatitis A vaccine.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/vaccines.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next series initially aired out of Detroit in the 1930s. Then a different version of the Hermit's Cave was launched out of Los Angeles. The connection was media mogul George A. Richards. You see, he was the owner of both WJR Detroit and Southern California radio station KMPC. The original series was sponsored by the Olga Coal Company, and the narrator, the Cackling Hermit, was played by various Detroit-based actors, including John Kent and Charles Penman. In the L.A. version, it was Mel Johnson as the Hermit, and later future radio and TV superstar John Daner would handle the role. Now, the problem today is determining which series the surviving episodes are from. Those details have been lost over the years. If I had to guess, though, I believe this offering, The Vampire's Desire, is from the latter version. Therefore, it was originally broadcast in the early 40s. Enjoy.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air. Now the Hermit is ready to help you spend an entertaining half hour.
Ghost stories, weird stories, and murders too. The Hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Ah, have you heard the story of Vampire's Desire? Yeah? Then listen while the Hermit tells you the story.
Forbidding-looking place, Mr. Winton?
It is at that. We can't go any farther in this downpour.
We shall most likely have to stay in this doorway, then. The house looks untenanted.
Does it that? However, there may be someone in.
Living in this tomb of a place, Mr. Winton?
I think you're right, John. I wonder where we are.
I haven't had the slightest idea where we are since the beginning of the storm when we lost our way.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about the place being untenanted. Try the door. Maybe we can break in. Anything to get out of this storm. Try the door.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's opening.
Oh, good.
Well?
Good evening. We've lost our way, been caught in this storm. We're drenched to the skin.
More fools you for being out on a night like this.
Very agreeable, sir.
May we come in and get dried out?
You're not welcome.
Well, surely you're not going to turn us away on a night like this.
I don't care what kind of a night it is. You're not welcome.
Well, all right, may we come in, whether we're welcome or not.
No. Good night.
She's slamming the door in your face.
Kindly soul.
When the old woman tried to slam the door, I stuck my foot in the way, and she hasn't tried to close it anymore.
Well, good. Let's take a chance on going in, then, whether we're welcome or not.
All right, sir. Now, which way, Mr. Winton?
Who can tell in this pitch darkness? Listen.
The old woman.
Yeah.
Mr. Winton? We're in the house of a mad woman.
It isn't a very pleasant sound, is it?
Doesn't seem to be a light in the whole place. What shall we do?
We'll go to the right. Feel along the wall for a light switch or a door.
All right.
Come along, then. Follow me. Ah, here's a door. Come along, John. Stay close by me.
Yes, sir. Oh, good Lord, sir. Is she going to keep that up all night?
Well, if she is, I wish she'd tell what the joke is so we can laugh with her. Find the light switch?
No, there doesn't seem to be one.
All right, then. We'll continue in the dark. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. Maybe we can find something to sit on.
Yes, sir. Ah.
Hmm?
What's this? I found something.
Well, what is it?
Well, it might be a bookcase built into the wall.
All right. There may be at least something in it that we can sit on.
Even books will be better than the cold floor.
Yes, sir. Although I can't feel anything yet.
Keep talking, John, so I can find my way over to you.
Yes, sir. Why don't you strike a match?
Fine chance either of us have of doing that. They'll be soaking wet. Where are you?
Right here, sir. You're almost up to me.
Ah. Now, where's the bookcase?
Right here. Let me have your hand.
Ah. Ah, yes. Now, let's feel all through it. Maybe something of use in it. You never can tell. What was that?
Sounds like someone at the door.
What are you doing?
Trying to light a match.
Any luck?
No, sir. Just like you said, they're sopping wet.
Quiet now. Let's listen. I must have been imagining things.
I've been imagining things ever since we first heard that old woman laugh like that. It fairly makes my hair stand on end. There it is again, sir. A rustling near the door.
Who is that? Who's there?
Stay away from that bookcase. Stay away.
Who is it? Who are you?
Stay away from that bookcase.
We wouldn't be near the blessed bookcase if he'd be gracious enough to conduct us to a room with some furniture in it so that we might rest and get dry.
Stay away from the bookcase.
He's leaving, sir.
Well, this is a fine how-do-you-do, isn't it?
Oh, I've had about enough, sir. I'd sooner we were on our way.
Oh, nonsense. However, we'll leave the bookcase alone if that's what we're asked to do.
He's still hereabouts?
Yes, I heard him. Say, you playing some game with us? If so, we're not in the mood for it.
No answer.
No.
Oh, there she is again.
Yes. That's enough. That's enough.
What are you going to do, sir?
This is some fool game they're playing with us. I'm going to find out about it and put a stop to it. There's a man and woman living in this house. There must be some furniture in at least one of the rooms.
Some heat, sir. I'm chilled to the bone.
Yes, some heat. There isn't, and there's something going on here that we should investigate and put a stop to. Come along, John.
All right, sir, if you say so. Where to first?
We'll start right where we are. Search the whole house. From this floor up to the roof.
Mr. Winton, look.
Where?
Down to the end of this hall. There's the old man who was talking to us in the room downstairs, telling us to keep away from the bookcase.
I think you're right. Carrying a shaded lantern.
Yes, sir.
John, we'll follow him.
Yes.
He'll lead us somewhere. We can't wander in this house all night in the dark.
At any rate, he has a light.
I don't think he's noticed us.
We'll have to get close to him before he turns that corner down to the end of the hall.
Yes.
He's almost at the corner. There. He turned.
Hurry. He might duck into some room close by and we'll lose him. Easy now. While I peek around the corner.
You see him, sir?
Yes. Going into the first room on the left.
Quiet. The air is stale and musty here.
Yes. Never mind about that just now.
That makes me gasp for breath.
Here's the room he went into. Quiet now while I have a look.
Is he in there, sir?
Strange. I'm sure he went in there.
He might be hiding behind the door waiting to pounce on us.
Old man like that couldn't do much pouncing.
He might be armed.
Oh, take that chance. The air is stale and musty here, isn't it?
I can hardly get my breath.
The foul, fetid air coming from that room the old man went into. Well, if he can stand it, we can.
All right, sir. But be careful.
He's not in here. If he is, he's turned out the lantern. Hello. Hello.
There's no one in here.
Huh? The door, John. The door just slammed shut.
Oh, there's no door here. I ran right into a blank wall.
Where the door was?
Right here, yes.
John, we're trapped. Some devilman underfoot in this house. We're right in the middle of it.
In a room with no way out. And no air. No air.
Now, don't start whimpering. We're in it, and we'll have to see what we can do to get out.
But what could they want of us?
How should I know?
What shall we do? Just sit and wait?
No, we'll start looking for a way out of this room right now. If we only had a light. Maybe we can find some other way out of this room.
We can try.
You go to your right, I'll go to the left. We follow the wall around till we meet.
All right.
You tap the wall as you go along. Listen for hollow spots.
No.
Oh. Now what?
I stumbled over something on the floor, sir.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. I shall have to feel. Oh.
What is it, John?
A body, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. It's the body of a man.
Where is it?
No, don't touch it, sir. Don't touch it.
Why that?
I did. And a part of it crumbled to bits.
Good heaven.
Yes, sir. It crumbled under my touch.
Where is it?
Right at my feet. I'm afraid to move another step.
We'll see what this is.
Yes.
You're right. I just touched it and part of the clothing crumbled away.
Yeah.
And John, I felt bones.
Oh, sir. That's what's going to happen to us if we don't get out of this place. I just know it is.
You know, that fellow must have been dead for years. The clothing just crumbled away in my fingers.
Yes.
John, we must get out of this place as quickly as possible. We're in great danger, I'm sure of it. In danger of our lives. We've got to find a way out of this room before we suffocate.
Why don't we try to find the place where the door was, sir?
Yes. Back to the door, John. We haven't time to look for any other exit. We'll have to find out how to open the door we came in.
It's over this way, sir. Right along this wall. Who's there? There's the hideous cackle of the old woman again.
Never mind about that cackle. We've only a few minutes to find a way out of here. When that door closed, it hermetically sealed this room. If we don't get out, we'll suffocate.
What shall I do, sir?
Feel along the floor while I search along the walls here. Feel for any loose boards or any part of the floor that might move.
Yes, sir.
Have you found anything yet?
No, sir.
Keep working. For heaven's sake, keep working.
I can't do any more, sir. I'm through.
Keep searching, John. Keep searching. There must be a secret spring somewhere in here that'll open this door. Did you find anything yet, John? John, answer me. John. He's done for. Don't let go, man. Keep on. Hang on. We're not done for yet.
You're listening to The Hermit's Cave. We'll be back with more of our story right after this break.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother-of-pearl, his handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
James Stewart stars as the Six Shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh? Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Fred. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today. It's regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Yes, beyond any shadow of doubt. The Dog Days of Summer sale at radiospirits.com is filled with plenty of danger, daring, and deduction. For a limited time, pay half price on every Sherlock Holmes CD box set. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES50 to save 50% now.
I wonder, Watson.
Oh, not really, Holmes. Even you can't find anything to wonder about.
Wonder no more about this great sale. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 now and get 50% off every Sherlock Holmes CD collection.
Great heavens, Holmes.
That's HOLMES50 at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And pay half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And now let's get back to The Vampire's Desire, an episode of The Hermit's Cave on When Radio Was.
Winton and his man John are trapped in a hermetically sealed room in a house of mystery. Yes, John has lapsed into unconsciousness, but just as Winton is about to drop off, something happens. Listen.
John. John, we've made it. I've found the hidden spring just in time. Now, get you out of here. There. You'll be all right in no time.
It's you, sir.
Yes. Now, come on. Pull yourself together.
Where are we?
I don't know. But at least we're out of that death trap.
How did we do it, sir?
Just before I went under, I happened on that hidden spring that works the door.
What about the old man with the lantern? And the cackling old woman? And the crumbling body of the man?
We're going to see about those things immediately. I'm going to get to the bottom of this thing. Come on.
Get suffocated all over again?
I don't think we will. Besides, I know where the release for the door is now. Come along. Be careful. Take an extra long step when you enter the room. I think we tripped some kind of mechanism when we first entered.
Yes, sir.
Old man with a lantern went into this room and disappeared.
But where can he have got to? If he stayed in the room, he must have suffocated.
He didn't stay in the room. I'm positive of that. Keep your ears open and listen for any hollow sounds.
There's one, sir.
Yes, I heard it.
You do as I tell you.
Listen. Don't you hear someone talking?
No, sir.
Put your ear to the wall and listen.
I can't do it anymore. I tell you, I can't.
You hear it now?
Yes, sir. Two people talking.
Yes. I knew that old man couldn't have vanished into thin air. There's another door hidden here somewhere, and we're going to find it. Feel for anything movable around the wainscoting. I'll work up the sides here.
Can you hear what they're saying?
No, they're too far away to catch any of the words. However, from his tone, I'd say he was threatening her.
You found it, sir?
Yes, this little bud on the decoration here.
Look, sir, a flight of stairs.
Yes, and leading down. Come on.
Oh, haven't we had enough for one night, sir, without sticking our noses in any further?
We've gone this far and had an attempt made on our lives. We're going to clear up this business before we leave.
No telling what might be down there, sir.
That's what I'm going to find out. Well, you coming with me, or shall I go alone?
Oh, no, sir, I'm coming.
Oh,
more clearly now.
You do as I tell you, you understand that?
No.
Close enough to make out their conversation.
Now there are two more up there with Gregory.
Yes.
The man we saw with a lantern. He's talking about us, John.
Yes, sir.
He thinks we're dead upstairs with that body we found.
If you do not continue to obey me, that's what will happen to you.
Oh, no. No.
Cringe. Cringe. That's what I want you to do.
Come on, John. We'll see what we can do about this.
When I'm gone, you think all the money will be yours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
There's a turn in the passage just ahead. I can see a light shining. Quietly now. We'll be able to see into the room in a moment or so.
Tomorrow, you will bring me another young animal to feed upon.
Yes, Brother Garnet.
It's her brother that's talking.
Yes. Easy now while I look around the corner. What in heaven's name?
What do you see, sir?
Come here.
Great heavens. A coffin.
Yes, a coffin.
With a huge lighted candle.
And
at each corner.
And look in the coffin.
A man.
The one we heard talking.
When you get back to your cottage each morning, you wonder where you've been the night before. Don't you? Huh?
There you are, John.
But his lips don't move.
No, but that's where the voice is coming from.
You don't know that I have you under my power.
Time to take a short break from the Hermit's Cave. We'll be right back after this message.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Man, let matters take their course. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Come on, then.
Lydia, the Kangaroos, quick, out with them.
Stop. John, quickly, that cover over there. Slam it on the coffin.
The lady, look at her. Look at the change that's coming over.
Where am I? A coffin. You too. Where am I?
You should know better than us.
But I don't.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, please believe me. Why, I begin to understand now.
I think I do, too.
It's been this all the time. While I thought it was just a terrible nightmare.
Would you like to make yourself clear?
The coffin. Tell me. Who's in it? Who's in the coffin?
You mean to say that you don't know?
Oh, no, I swear I don't.
Well, you called him brother just a few moments ago.
Brother?
Your own brother Garnet is in that coffin.
No. No, how can that be? We buried my brother Garnet over 8 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
You are...
I'm Lydia Crampton.
Miss Crampton, I would advise you to start at the beginning so that we might unravel this maze.
Oh, I'll try. But not here, please.
Yes, here. If my deductions are correct, it would be better for everyone concerned to get the truth right here and now.
All right. There's very little I can tell you that I know definitely. Brother Garnet died about 8 years ago. I hate to say it, but he was horrible. He was a devil. As soon as Father died and he came into the money, he started making my life miserable.
Why?
I never could find out why. Then Garnet died and was buried. And with him was buried the secret of Father's will. I know that the estate was supposed to pass on to me after Garnet's death, but I can't find any sign of the will.
What have you done?
I have a small income from my mother. I've been living in a little cottage not far from here. And now comes the part that's like a terrible dream. But I'm beginning to see it now. I'm positive that I'm right when I say that Garnet, somehow, was able to exercise his will upon me after death.
What makes you say that?
What I've been thinking were horrible nightmares, I now see were actual occurrences. He made me come here every night to wait upon him. He told me that Gregory, his butler, had placed him here in this coffin and had buried a dummy in his place. Then he killed Gregory.
The body in the room upstairs?
Yes. When he had me under his spell, I used to pass through that room and laugh at the remains of Gregory, call him lazy for always sleeping on the floor. To think that I would do a thing like that.
Go ahead, Miss Crampton.
He made me bring him a young animal every day or two.
What was that for?
He fed upon them.
Ah, I thought so. He feeds upon the blood of animals.
Yes. He sucked the blood from them. And when he had fed, he had the strength to get out of his coffin for a while.
This is horrible. Stop her.
Oh, quiet, John. Then that's how we saw him in the hall upstairs. Go ahead, Miss Crampton.
That is about all. He used to taunt me by the hour, telling me I'd never come into my inheritance.
I see. When we slammed the lid on the coffin, we broke his spell over you.
Yes, you must have done.
Tell me, Miss Crampton, where in this room are we in connection with the rest of the house?
I don't know. It must be on the ground floor, I suppose.
That's what I was thinking. I have an idea.
What is it, sir?
Hear that?
Another hollow spot.
Exactly. Now, what's this point right here?
Yes, sir.
We'll press it and...
It's opening!
What? Why, it's the bookcase in the front room.
And look at this in the back of the bookcase. A small secret compartment.
Yeah. Keep away from the bookcase.
The dead body is talking. Talking even with the coffin lid on.
All right, John. We're ready to put a stop to his talking. Here, Miss Crampton, a package from the compartment in the back of the bookcase. I think you'll find it's your father's will.
Father's will?
Yes. Now, John, take those candles out of the candlesticks. Yes. Hand the candles to Miss Crampton. Now, hand me one candlestick and use the other as the hammer.
Yes, but what are we going to do, sir?
We're going to put an end to Gardner Crampton.
But how, sir? What are we going to do with the candlestick?
I'll show you. I'll use the ornamental pointed end of this candlestick as a spear. You use your candlestick as a hammer. We'll drive this one through the heart of that monster in the coffin.
No, no.
But that would be murder.
It will not. He only lives during the night. Go on, strike. We'll release his soul so that he'll never trouble anyone on earth again. Faster, John.
I'm working as fast as I can, sir.
When Miss Crampton told me of its feeding on young animals...
Sucking the blood?
Yes. I knew then that we had a vampire to deal with.
What are you doing? For heaven's sakes, what are you doing?
We're ridding the face of the earth of a vampire. It's done. We've driven the point of this candlestick through the coffin and through the heart of Garnet Crampton, who's long been dead, but whose soul has been held in bondage by the result of his evil practices in life.
Put an end to the vampire's desire. Yeah. Released his soul so it could never again return to the earth. Turn on your light. Turn them on. I'll be back. Pleasant dream.
The Vampire's Desire, as presented on The Hermit's Cave out of KMPC Los Angeles in the early 1940s. I believe the role of the Hermit was played by Mel Johnson in his early 20s at the time. Later, John Daner voiced the character prior to moving on to much greater radio fame, namely on Western series. He was a featured cast member on Gunsmoke. Then he had star turns in Frontier Gentlemen and Have Gun Will Travel. Well, speaking of Gunsmoke, the fellow who was radio's Marshal Matt Dillon also worked on The Hermit's Cave. William Conrad spent some time directing that series when he was just 22 years old. He worked at KMPC in various jobs, including announcer, writer, and yes, director. But his radio career was interrupted as he would join the military to serve in World War II. Do you know what dangerous job Conrad had in the U.S. Army? I'll share that with you and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents Music by Moonlight, 60 instrumental easy listening favorites on 3 CDs. Relax to your instrumental favorites like Greensleeves by Acker Bilk, Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra, Beautiful Dreamer by Mantovani, and many more. This 60-song compilation today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code MOON77. Light Bay with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra, and discover Love Letters in the Sand with the Three Sons by ordering Music by Moonlight now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code MOON77 for reduced shipping. This This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code MOON77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about radio legend William Conrad, just 22 years old when he worked as a director on The Hermit's Cave. Later, of course, he starred as Marshal Matt Dillon on Radio's Gunsmoke. My question, though, was about his military service. Commissioned in 1943, he would serve as a combat fighter pilot in World War II. When he left the Army 2 years later, he had earned the rank of captain. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.